こんにちは。
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 今日は特別編ということで、ミーナちゃんが来てくれています。イエーイ。
はじめまして、お邪魔してます。
ようこそようこそ。ミーナはドイツと日本のハーフなんだよね。
そういうことですね。
でベルリンから、
今はベルリン、1年のうち6ヶ月ベルリン、6ヶ月セネガルに住んでます。
セネガル。
West Africa.
West Africa, yeah. Dakar.
Wow.
What are you doing in Dakar?
My husband has a music and dance festival.
へ
え。で、それで、その準備で。
What sort of music and dance festival?
It's like a mixture of the local music, which is called sabar, and like a reinterpretation of it through drum sets. And ダンスもそれに合わせて、まあ、伝統となんか今のダンスを合わせて。
Seems pretty niche.
Yeah, totally.
すごいね。セネガル、どんな感じ？セネガルの生活って。
セネガルの生活はね、最初はちょっとビビったでも慣れてきて、フランス語も現地の言葉も話せないから、少しずつ。でも But I'm teaching yoga and belly dance there
Wow. So, awesome.
You're also trilingual, right?
I guess, yeah. I guess. I'm just trying to learn French now so I can...
Is that your fourth?
Yeah, that would be my fourth.
So you speak German?
Yeah, I speak German, English, Japanese.
Senegal. Is it safe there?
It is. It is, like, surprisingly safe.
Including Ebola.
Well, yeah, that's a different topic.
そうだよね。
But they had one case and then they managed to contain it.
Ah, so, okay, okay. 人はどんな感じ？
すっごくあったかい。一応イスラム教なんだけれども、そのずっと前からあった元の自然宗教、like animist がなんかすごいまだ根付いてるから。
あ、そうなんだ。
女性も多分普通のイスラム教より全然力があるし、 they're much more empowered and だから素晴らしい国だと思うよ。
What's an animist?
Animist religion is when 自然宗教、まあなんか、まあ、日本
パガニズムみたいな感じ、
神道とかと同じで、まあ、地球っていうか、土っていうか the earth is God, there are many gods and everything is exactly everything is alive and everything is spirited.
そう、多神教ってことだよね。
そういうことになるんですか。
Many gods、面白いね、セネガル。全然なんか想像できない。
私もなんか最初旦那に知り合った時になんかずっと He says he lives half in Dakar but なんか意味は whatever とか思っててでも
行って、 Now you're doing it too.
Now I'm there as well. 信じられないけど、でも素晴らしいよ。なんか It reallyTakes you out of your comfort zone in a good way.
食べ物とかは？
食べ物はね、I'm vegan.
Okay, okay.
So it's pretty tough, but I'm a bad vegan, so...
What's the bad vegan?
The bad vegan is, tries to not be impolite in, like, if you're invited to families. And で、なんか伝統的な食事はチェブジェンって言って、まあご飯、まあ、it's like fried in palm oil.でそれで野菜とか魚が入ってるんだけど、まあ、魚だけ抜いてどうにか野菜とご飯を食べるんだけど、Of course the broth and,
right.
and the essence of the fish is in there, but I'm like, okay.
Bad vegan っていうかそれ good vegan じゃない？こう人に状況によってこう合わせるっていうか。
It depends who you're talking to.
空気読む vegan.
Yeah. TPO わきまえ vegan.
そんな感じで頑張ってます。
So why are you trilingual?First of all,
why am I trilingual? I mean,
how did that happen?
My father's German, my mother's Japanese, and I was born in Germany, grew up in Japan, but went to the German school in Japan. German, Japanese, and then English. I watched too much South Park.
わかります。そっか。いつからヴィーガンなの？
1年半前ぐらいから。
じゃあ結構最近なんだ。
結構最近なんですよ。でもそれもなんかI wasn't first vegetarian and then vegan. なんか急に。
あ、一気に？
一気に。
突っ飛ばして vegan。
突っ飛ばして。
What was your diet before that?
Omnivorous.
何でも。
How much so?
I mean, really, like, I mean...
Barbecues.
I mean, it's not like I wasn't a meat lover or anything, but I don't know where to begin. I'm writing a book right now about healing eating disorders through vegetarian and vegan diet. And so, like, when I was 18, around that time, I got anorexic, and then it went back and forth. And so I was really almost, like, punishing my body with food. So it was really bad, partially. And then, 今はだから自分の体にも地球にも動物にも優しくしてたら
So, well, it might be kind of personal, but どれぐらいの期間その anorexicだったの?
I was anorexic. I wasn't too long. It was like when I was 18, like to make it really really short. I lost 20 kilos in half a year, and then I gained 30 kilos in half a year, and then from then on it was like up and down, weird diets. And going back and forth for like 9 years or so, and it's just in the last 2 years maybe that I've like found my center, and has a lot to do with becoming vegan as well.
What do you think triggered that in the first place?
The eating disorders?
Yeah, or just the drastic weight fluctuation?
And I mean, it's all psychological, you know. I don't know how much. I'm just going to talk about everything. Like, my mom had cancer when I was 10 years old. And so there's really strong... I think I had a really strong spiritual connection to my mother. But when you're 10, you don't really know what it means. Like, you don't really think about... お母さん, 病院に行ってるけど帰ってこなくなるのかなとか でも帰ってこなくなるってどういう意味なの? 死ぬってことなの? それとも... I mean, you're still dealing with what is life and death. So, he's like an immunologist specialist, and there's he's doing something alternative there, so I'm just gonna go there. And then at around time when I was 18, she was still alive, but she was still also very weak. I don't know, like, my therapist said sometimes when you're still young or still a child, or like obviously a child, there's something called like magical thinking. It's when you basically want to give your own life to your parents, because as a child the worst thing is for your parent to die. だから自分の命を親に自分が死ぬことによって渡すっていう別にもちろんit's all subconscious, no? Of course, and 別にわざわざそうやってるわけではないけど で、そう、で、お母さんと話していつかお母さんがミーナ、もしミーナが今死んだらお母さんも死んじゃうよって言われて、それで頭の中が切り替わったんだかよくわかんないけど、それから一旦まあガリガリになって死ぬことはなく
okay.
But at least I was alive.
So you went from 拒食症 to 過食症.
過食症, yeah.
I hear that's pretty common, right?
That's very, very common, actually. Like, I mean, you're depriving your body of everything, of food, of love, of, you know, of attention, of everything. And then the body just can't stop craving and, like, run into the opposite. And so my mom died when she was 19, and I was taking care of her in Brazil by myself for the last 2 months of her life. So like a weird I'm glad and grateful for these experiences, but it's pretty extreme. But yeah, from then on, you still have a lot to deal with after that.
Right,
and it takes the time until you process everything. ゆっくりゆっくり今まで頑張ってきました。すごいね、波乱万丈だね。 Super blessed
though。本当にありがとうございます。おかげさまで。よかった。でもビーガンになったらなんかこうその精神的な面もそうだし、こう体的にもなんかあ、これ変わったなみたいに感じることってある？
絶対にある。なんか I mean I'm gonna get to it right away. そのまあビーガンになった理由は まあいろいろまあその本にもいろいろ本の内容すべて言っちゃう感じだけどまあ it's not finished yet so ていうか、うん、そのきっかけは、うん、まあいろいろあるんだけど、まあまずずっとみんな摂食障害の人なんかダイエットを続けて繰り返すんだけど、やっぱダイエットじゃダメなんだよね。 You need a like a lifelong eating ethic or like a moral towards what you eat. It's not short term. 短期的じゃなくて本当に今これから先ずっとどうやって自分が食事接していきたいかっていうのをちゃんと考えなきゃいけないわけ で、 でそれと同時にちょうど初めてのあのアイワスカの、 あのセレモニーがあって、その話言っちゃっていい？
how were you introduced to that whole thing? That's kind of that's also a niche thing to be into.
君はあの聞いてる人多分知らない人多いから、アイワスカについてまず教えてもらってもいい？
What is ayahuasca? Ayahuasca is a shamanic healing plant or
根っこなんだよね。
It's a medicine. まあね、あそう根っこなんだけど、アマゾンの、まあ、ちょうど It's in the Amazon Basin and like ちょうどブラジルとコロンビアとベネズエラとペルーがくっつくような、mm-hmm. そこら辺のあたりの The different tribes use it as medicine in shamanic healing ceremonies. でそのアイワスカっていうのはその一つの植物の根っこの名前で、でアイワスカだけではあのその効き目がないっていうか、mm-hmm. You can't go into the full experience of the medicine, you need a different plant, which is mostly called chacruna, which is the plant which actually has the DMT in it, which is what we call like the in Western terms the drug portion of it. でそのアイワスカとそのチャクルナを一緒に摂取、まあ、似て摂取することによってその、まあ、人間自体もその DMT っていう物質を自分の脳で本当は分泌してるんだけれども、
mm. From the pineal gland.
So exactly、right. Pineal gland って日本語で何て
言うんだっ
け？わかんない。 I'm not sure. But DMT is dimethyltryptamine.
Exactly、yeah. Yeah. そう、まあ、まあ自分でも分泌してるんだけれども、まあ、そんなね、毎日その自分が分泌してそれでまあ肺になっちゃうわけだから、体が作ってて、だからその体自身がそれをまた分解するものを体で分泌してて、で、what ayahuasca does is it inhibits the enzymes that break down the DMT.
Okay.
So
the MAO inhibitor.
Yes.
It's like monoamine oxidase.
Yeah. Yeah.You've been reading.
Yeah. I've been following ayahuasca for a long time.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
そうなんですね。So that is the ayahuasca. I mean, that's a pretty like chemical or like scientific explanation.
What's amazing is that they were able to even find that plant in the jungle in the first place.
The combination of those plants. That's I mean, how many different types of plant species you have in the Amazon? It's like.
確かに
すごいなんか植物の宝庫であるわけで、で本当にその2つ、まあ、There are many different plants that contain a lot of DMT, but that you come across the combination of these two that actually make up this magic medicine is just incredible. So you say that the shamans have been called by the plants, that they were guided by the plants to
それを似たやつを飲むの？
そういうことなの。そう、飲むんですよ。
But they also smoke DMT as well.
Ah, yeah?
In its pure form. Yeah.
The shamans?
Not the shamans, but people do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the US or
whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's like pulverized straight DMT, which can be smoked, which has a really, really short active...Like,
yeah, it's something like 30 seconds or something. Although it feels longer.
It's a tough 30 seconds. I've never had the experience of the smoking part.
How long does the traditional experience last?
They often say, yeah, under like 4 to 6 hours. But depending on your sensitivity, I've been gone for more closer to 10 hours.
Wow.
Also, becoming vegan makes you more sensitive generally to subtle energies, because you don't have foreign souls in the forms of meat inside of you, so you become more subtle to you and like more aware of your own energy. だからね。
それを摂取するとまずどうなるの？
ていうかまずどうなる、まあ、私が今までやってきたのは、まあ、そんなに伝統に厳しくないシャーマン、
うん、
まあなんか depending on who looks at it they might say oh that's not a valid way to do ayahuasca but there are many different shamans who try to appropriate it to our modern society and so okay. I don't judge like there are different ways I think to do it and in the end the plant is the teacher it's I mean helps you to be taught by yourself so、うん、まあだけどシャーマンがいる場でまあみんなでこの今日持ってきたパウラサントとかで部屋と自分をお清めして、うん、でそれで飲むんだけどまあまず超まずいよね
に苦いの
苦いっていうかなんか最初に飲んだ時に自分でこれを人に説明したらなんて言うだろうなと思ったらなんか焦げたスパムあのなんか缶のまずいスパムの焦げたのをなんかタバコの吸い殻につけてなんか
えやばっ
あ本当になんか
相当まずいねそれは、
まあ、it depends also on the brew from the shaman to shaman it's right. different
they boil it
they boil yeah, it for a very long time but like a lot of the shamans who travel like the modern shamans of course I mean you have to it's weight to carry in the airplane so they boil it down like to pretty concentrated form so it's
you can take that on the plane
if they have to I mean, there are a lot of shamans who want to spread the, you know, the healing energy of the plant, the word of the mother. The ayahuasca is often called the mother because it's a female energy. まあ、飛行機で持ち歩くしかないよね。
それを、そのまずいのをじゃあ飲んで。
そのまずいのを飲んで。
Then,
まあ、30分から1時間ぐらい効き目が、
時間かかる
出てくるまでちょっと時間がかかってそれからいろいろだよねあの、
Do you go in with a specific intention when you do this?
It depends I mean it's at first I was like you don't really know like it is often advised to go in with an intention because it focuses your mind and in the end it's like a meditation you know but also the mother just shows you what you need to see so
もうだからやってみないとわからないよね
そうだねで
It's almost like you don't know enough to have the right intention like you may not
yeah,
know what
exactly,
needs to
be addressed
exactly
especially first time まあなんていうのかな、私の最初の時本当に I have no experience with I'm super straight edgeExcept for like I quit smoking. No, お酒にも全く興味がないから。And other drugs, it's like I can't even smoke weed. It just doesn't. I like being sober. So, だから I had no experience whatsoever with so-called psychedelics beforehand. So, だから I didn't know even what to expect. And also, once you get used to it, it's good to go in with an intention, but it's also, for the first time, it's good to go in without any expectations and just to be open.
How did you end up doing this, though?
It was weird. Like, that's how I'm...
It's not something that someone is easily convinced to do, right?
That's where my husband comes in, whom I've kind of met cosmically. Like, I met my husband...Nathan like a couple of times we've seen each other in Berlin but we never really hit it off but then when he told me about ayahuasca because he was interested in doing it I was like okay like I trust this guy like whatever he says like it's
why
it's,
not
it's,
みたいな
yeah and also まあなんかいろんな話が飛ぶけれどもまああの私は最終的にファッションの勉強をしたんだけれども、美大でベルリンと日本でちょっとあのファッション勉強してるんだけどその前にやっぱりお母さんが病気だったから医学の勉強がしたくて、そのヒーリングとか人を助けとかそういうことにすごい興味があってちょうどその時期にファッションの大学が終わったからもしかしたらドイツだとあの代替医療を勉強するためのだけのあのなんていうのかな専門学校みたいなのがあってハイルプラクティカーっていうんだけど、まあ、ヒーリングプラクティショナーでちょうどその勉強しようかなって考えてたところでそこで旦那のネイサンが Well, you should just do it. I mean, it's perfect. If you want to be a healer, I mean, this is where you start. みたいな感じで I was like, okay, whatever, let's try it. って、 そんな軽い気持ちで。
So what happened to you?
But DMT is like, it's hands down the most powerful psychedelic, right?
It's often called that, yeah, but it, I think it all depends. I mean, DMT smoking it, I think it's another level. Also, ayahuasca, I mean, depends. But you can't, once you get on the train, you can't really stop it. But with ayahuasca, you can still open your eyes and kind of, to a certain degree, resist the experience, which is different with other, like, healing plants like iboga, I think. I don't know. With ayahuasca, if you don't drink too much, if you open your eyes and you walk around, force yourself to walk around, you can kind of... まあ、免れるっていうか。
あ、そうなんだ。
まあ、でも、全く免れない時もあるね。
Oh, okay.
If the mother tells you, this is what you have to deal with right now, then you just have to go through that. You just have to surf the wave.
It's like it just makes you think about certain stuff.
I was kind of sort of starting to explain to you what actually happens when you take it. So, 最初は、the mother tends to be, I mean, with exceptions, of course, quite nice to you.
Okay.
We normally live in this three or four dimensional world where, you know, I know you're mommy, you're Michael. I mean, we're separate people. It's mm-hmm. all good. But, I mean, the world of healing or the realm where healing occurs, it's a totally different dimension, which is, I can talk for hours on end. We can make this a 100-hour podcast. And
Let's do it.
yeah, I can. もうずっと聞いてられるんだけど。
We can make, そう、でもそんなずっと話しても、最終的に自分で経験しないと、
わからないよね。
わからないことなんだけど。So that's the realm of healing or the realm of the spirit or the astral world, where they're...The rules of normal physical existence are totally bent or non-existent. だからまあ最初にその世界にまあ導入されるときは割とアイワスカさんが優しくいろいろなんか綺麗ななんかマンダラとか見せてくれた like the typical psychedelic experience you
okay,
know
okay.
that you see like in Dazed and Confused or whatever. But also there's a lot of まあその those visions are quite.A popular when you talk about DMT, you often talk about きれいな色で特に青が濃いとかなんかそういう話がい
る。Is it like the people talk about geometric patterns or
yeah, you can see those.
Machine elves or
yeah,
those weird
yeah,
strange visions.
Those like beautiful floral or geometric or like pyramids or whatever those like mandala kind of type. It's like
万
華鏡を見てるみたいな感じなのとか。あと人が見えたり家族が見えたりとか あと、まあ、それがまあビジョンの面ででも肉体的にもすごいやっぱりIt's almost like you feel like there's light in your body. It's like a tickling.
I don't know what that feels like.
Let her finish. I'm just so interested. Stop.
まあなんていうのかな It's since I'm a dancer, I enjoy that a lot. It's you can, I mean, the world is, I mean, Einstein said it, it's E equals MC square, right? So matter and energy is the same. So everything is energy. So in this world, we tend to distinguish between, ここにテーブルがあって、私の感情があって、で二人がいて、目線があって、but it's all energy. でそれをなんか you can kind of,viscerally experience that flow of non-duality. だから、まあ、体のその体を動かすって意識と実際にその体の動く状態とその筋肉の硬直とかそういうの全部なんか it's really really vivid. So I mean that's not the practical, that's not the proper use or the intention of ayahuasca, but dancing, because especially I'm a dancer, the mother always tells me to dance. It's like, dance, girl.it's beautiful really because you feel each and every muscle in your body and you feel the connectedness to the energy around you and so that could be one effect
they talk a lot about boundary dissolution so which boundaries do you see dissolved So boundaries between people, like you were talking mm-hmm, about, mm-hmm. boundaries between yourself and the earth,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
boundaries in time between the present and the future, yeah, for example, exactly. Which boundaries, are all of them dissolved? Which ones are still concrete when you're in the middle of this experience?
It depends. I mean, you go through different stages. I mean, you take it and you say after two or three hours, that's when your peak experience is, or your the dissolving of those boundaries are the strongest. 私の場合はすごい、まあ、すごい私の体の中のいろいろ感情とか蓄積されてるわけで、まあ、for every person it's a different experience, but I feel like this is a really personal statement, but like my first and second chakra, there's a lot of stored emotion, so, and also has a lot to do with sexual energy being released. And especially for women, the sensation of being connected. Sorry, I don't know if vagina is a peep word.
Totally fine. Totally fine.
So in my case, I really feel a strong opening through the genital area, the perineal floor, to the earth.
Okay.
That's really strong. So that would be the connection to the earth, or yeah, I mean, to your surroundings everywhere. But I've had one experience in which was, you're asking how far does the dissolving go, but where everything pretty much, like, where I was basically asked to let go of the ego.
Mm.
Like, do you want to, like, die, basically? まあ、なんていうのかな。
Is that what happens if you let go of your ego, or is that just...
I mean,
you don't literally die.
No. It's of course not. But
dying is a release of the ego.
Yes,
I guess.
I guess. Yeah, yeah. And in that case, it was one of my strongest experiences. And I mean, people talk about bad trips and good trips, but I wouldn't judge it in that terms. But it was very, very intense. It was actually a mixture, actually, of ayahuasca ceremony and then San Pedro, which is like a cactus, like it's similar to peyote. So no ceremony wo tsuzuke zama ni aru no ne.
Is that the, that's like the Native American?
Yes, so my Native American is peyote. I think San Pedro grows pretty much everywhere, but it's also more Native American. But so the ayahuasca has a more female energy, so you do it at night. It's like a lunar energy. And the San Pedro is more of a male energy, so you do it during the day.
Okay.
So, but if you do them one after another, it's a different experience again. And it was right after I had taken San Pedro. なんて言うんだろうね。もうなんか、like all paradoxes in the universe seemed to collapse. Or like there was なんかうるさすぎて静かでなんか永遠すぎて今で大きすぎてなんか小さすぎてなんかその中に自分の体があるとどんどんなんかエゴっていうか自分の立場っていうかこの今のポイントがどんどんどんどんマッサージされてって広がるのと自爆するのとなんかそういう感覚だよね。なんかもう本当に宇宙と一体になるしかないよみたいな。
そう、なんか結構私の知り合いの人で、まあ、アメリカ人なんだけど東京に来てすっごいもう死にそうに仕事しててでも本当に病気とかになりそうになっちゃって、でペルーに行ってアイオワスカやって、It totally opened his eyes、He became a pescatorian、でもうハワイに引っ越して、もう自給自足の生活して今ハッピーみたいな。だから結構そういうイメージがあるというか、この本当に嫌だったこととか、嫌なのに我慢してやってたこととか、自分が本当に何がしたいかとかをこう見せてくれる、気づかせてくれるというか、目が開くっていうイメージはあるんだけど、やっぱ聞いてるだけだとわからないよね、やってみないと。
Do you find your experience having changed the direction of your of your life significantly?
The direction, I think, that's a good question. I mean, it definitely changes your life, but but direction changing, it clarified me, or it's I think I've always been on the path, but it's just the mother showed me that it's okay, that I am on the right path. I've never really been on a path. I don't know. Okay. Or I've been on many paths, and
okay.
They all seem to be justified now, or I can see their interconnectedness, and it is as it should be. So,
なんかその性格というか自分っていうものが変わるっていうことある。例えばそのもうちょっと他人に対して compassionate になるとか。
それはすごくあると思う。っていうかなんていうのかな。なんていうの。そういう話ってすごいなんか。毎日毎日のなんていうのかな、人間としての生き方とか、あの、気遣いの仕方とか、そういう話のあれで、なんか私の場合はなんかもっと、もっとぶっ飛べるかな、なんか もっと多分すごい、あの、ちっちゃい時から哲学とか、なんか医学もなんか人間の体が好きだったとか、なんか人間の体ってどうやって成り立ってるんだろうとか、生きてるってどういう意味なんだろうって、医師と人間の違いはどのぐらい大きいんだろうとか、なんかそういうことにすごい興味があって、で、まあ、ファッションも勉強したけど、なんかずっと体にどっか近づきたかったんだよね。あとで、私が作ってた服って別に見て面白いんじゃなくて感じて楽しいとか、だから自分と服との境界線ってどこだろうって考えたりとか、で、まあ、how do you dissolve yourself? Like, how do you become someone else? Or how can you be more connected to your social surroundings? とか、そういうことがなんか自分の中で、those were my main questions. And so, だから最終的に、まあ、悟りっていうか、なんかそういう、まあ、どうやったら生きてる間からその宇宙とつながれるのかっていうことにすごい多分興味があったけど、やっぱり I mean German people are super atheists and like oh, religion is just, you know, for the weak, and it's like opium for the masses, like Marxist kind of, you know. Yeah. So it was really, really difficult for me to likeOvercome that kind of nihilistic point of view towards like God. I mean, if you say God, and it sounds really like a lot of people think, like, imagine like a dude in heaven with a white beard, but that's not it. It's about the unity of everything. So, それに興味があるんだって自分にそれを認められるのにすごい時間がかかった because.It's
of the society.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's not cool to be like a believer, you know.
It's like, do you think Japan is like that to some extent as well?
Japan, I think you mean that they're, yeah.
There is a rejection of the dude with the white beard in heaven. and a lot of the spiritual practices here seem largely culturally based rather than a deep spiritual connection. For most people,
so I think that's a like interesting topic. Like, お母さんは日本人なわけで、でなんか私がすごいその日本に対してすごい面白いと思うのは、どっかで別にうちのお母さん仏教だったかなんだか全く分かんないけど、多分何でもないんだよね。だけどどっかで、あ、なんかそこ、それそのその動物とかその虫かわいそうだから外に逃がしてあげなとか、その、まあ、自然宗教というか、どっかでやっぱりその土というか地球に対しての、まあ、日本環境問題全く取り組んでないけどでもどっかでなんか on a personal level there is a spirited world なんか、まあ、トトロを見たりとか、
そうね、神道神社は行くもんね、
どっかであるんだよね。 But it's if you want to say okay, I want to get closer to God, so I'm gonna learn that, and this is my path, and this is my passion, and this is what I want to spread. Then you're like, what the fuck? Go work.
Yeah,
you know,
そうだね。
サラリーマンになれって感じじゃん。
そうだね。
There aren't people dropping the salaryman thing and chasing after this.
Yeah.
And the two, I feel like they're not totally compatible. It's hard to dedicate your life to just being a you know, that cog in the machine and, and serving the system.
なんか根底にその資質みたいなある人はいっぱいいると思うんだけどね。そのやっぱり神道もちっちゃい時から神社行って、そのなんかさ川に行ったら石とか持ってきちゃいけない、なんかそのスピリットがいるかもしれないとか、結構みんな普通に、あとバチが当たるとか、普通に信じてはいるんだけど、それをこう実際に言葉にして、じゃあスピリチュアルとか。で語り始めると結構みんな拒絶反応があるというか、
そうだね、あとそれから、ね、まあなんていうのかな、そういう、まあ、スピリチュアルとかそういう世界の話になってくると、まあ、日本とか日本の社会の、まあ、その神道とかその日本の、まあ、ある意味文化だよね、の中だけじゃなくって、じゃあ、まあ、アフリカの人たちはどうやってそういうことを感じてるんだろうとか、Well, Native Americans, how are they experiencing that? Because I mean, 最終的には it's not tribal. It's a universal thing. And で特に I mean このまあグローバル化とかどうのこうので、まあ一番今そういうことについて勉強しやすいわけで、本当に世界中のいろんな宗教と and mystic traditions からいろいろまあ影響を受けて勉強して、あの。まあ、最終的には どうやって生きてらいいんだろうっていう情報はすごい入りやすいわけだけど、まあ、難しいよね。特に It's really really I think the Japanese everyday life is super super not incompatible but difficult to combine with like conscious living or awareness in speaking, doing, because there's so much like, oh, you can't do this, it's shameful, or you know, you don't want to stand out. It's tough, man.
そうだね。
Isn't it interesting that there's sort of a baseline spirituality to basically all human beings on this planet, wherever you go, you know, whether it is Shinto or Buddhism or and you know you go to India or you, it doesn't matter where you go, there isn't really a place that's just naturally came up atheist. Like that didn't happen anywhere.
そうだね。
There is, yeah.
まあ、so people try to kind of get in touch with what that is, you know, where's the origin of this, because there should be some fundamental truth at that bottom level, right?
Are you asking me?
I don't know. Like, isn't that what you kind of want to get your hands on, though?
Yeah, sure.
You know, what is that baseline? What is that source for everyone? でもなんか、
結構さ、すごい突き詰めて考えてこう悟っていくと、その truth 自体に逆に興味なくなっていくというか、you know, like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of lose interest in this, the concept of this one truth. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you mean as something that you have to defend, or
yeah, or just like 何が本当なんだろうっていう興味がだんだん薄れていくというか、 you know what I mean? Because like I think that's what makes people, like you said, like defensive and you know, argue andtry to, you know, like judgmental or try to convince other people that what you know is right とか。
まあでも you can, that's like I'm gonna say his name because that's like my favorite, like sorry, なんて言えばいいんだろう。私にとってね、あの哲学者ってね、ある意味おかずみたいなもんなんだよね。あのもう超好きで、like I read it and it's like it's almost it's wrong, but it's like it's almost feel like I'm masturbating when I'm reading these books. So like 今ハマってるのが Ken Wilber.
Okay.
っていう he's a linguist and a philosopher. And he talks about these different levels of consciousness. And you know, まあ赤ちゃんとして生まれてくると自分と外のか世界のなんか。It's not that, you know, you take ayahuasca and you dissolve those boundaries, but you don't have them to begin with when you're born. And then, でそれから、まあ、自分の意識があるって理解したり、でも自分の感情と他人の感情の境界線がつかなかったり、でその境界線がついても、あの他人の、あ、なんていうか、you can't step into the footsteps of the others and think like that and then you, you know, start to become more of a rational person. And then so it どんどんどんどん、まあ、意識っていうものは成長していくわけで。 And he talks about like ethnocentric and world-centric consciousness. で、まあ、そういう、まあ、だから自分の宗教っていうものがあって、ね、これが正しくって、 まあ、周りの人に押し付けるとか、そういう意識のレベルとか、まあ、逆にグローバル化して、まあ、この地球全ての考えが正しいんだって言い出すと、今度何が正しくて、何が間違ってるか分かんなかったりとか。 So every level of consciousness has basically its own hazards or like aspects it has to transcend. で、まあ、それをなんていうのかな。 Yeah, you have to transcend those levels of consciousness to see the world as it is. で、まあ、その道に興味があるかないかだよね。うん、まあ、みんなあるだろうし。 And the world as a whole, of course, is raising its vibrations and is transcending those older concepts of consciousness, and I mean that is why there are more people obviously right now who understand that neither English nor Japanese are inferior or superior. It's all, you know, it's all valid for itself, but it used to be much more about like, yeah, civil wars and whatnot. But でも、まあ、だからといって、まあ、there are still people who are stuck on lower levels. I mean, so they're super smart Nazis or, you know, super smart right-wing people. But I don't know what my point is, but...
それがなんか最近不思議というか考えていくと、こう、だんだんこう悟っていくにつれて、そういうのが見えてくるわけじゃん。 These people who are stuck, as you said, in this lower level. なんかその人たちはそこにスタックしてることに気づいてないから、それはそれで、 なんていうの、いいじゃん。Like, maybe they're like 毒を周りに撒き散らしてるかもしれないけど、まあ、それはそれで気づいてないからいいんだけど。
Well, I think we're all stuck.
Yeah. But like as you kind of start opening your eyes, なんか平和に心が平和になっていくと同時に逆になんかいろいろ見えすぎて、なんか。
I feel like the broader your perspective can be and the more you understand, the more you can also sort of accept things the way they are. You understand why people behave the way they behave and kind of the origin of...
I feel like personally I'm in this like weird place where, you know, it's like thinking about these things like universe and whatever, like... make me much less judgmental towards the other people, but then at the same time it's making it harder like for me to live in this society, you know, like,
but
do you know what I mean?
But you're
like,
you're at an advantage. It shouldn't make it harder to live in society. I think it makes it easier.
なのかな、なんかまだ I'm still in this weird zone.
So you're talking about these increasing levels of consciousness. Are you familiar with the idea of a singularity that was kind of, it was put forth by a man named Terence McKenna? Are you familiar with his?
Yeah, I've read a Terence McKenna book, but I forgot about the singularity.
So the singularity is this idea that things are becoming increasingly more complex. So nothing's becoming simpler than it was. Especially as we...
The complexity definitely increases.
We more and more manifest the ideas of our minds into this world. It becomes more and more complex. And we can assume that a similar process is going on elsewhere. What are your thoughts on where...
But
what
is the singularity?
So the singularity is where all of that, with its increasingly exponential rate of increasing complexity, that things kind of sharpen out to a point
of maximum complexity.
Well, of novelty is what McKenna called it.
That's interesting.
Just the idea of what if everything keeps getting more and more complex at such an incredible rate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just think of what we've done in the last 150, yeah, yeah, sure. 200 years.
It's an exponential growth
rate. Yeah, so when you look out 1,000 years from now, 2,000 years from now,
that everything's
100,000
yeah,
years from now.
I've read that. Yeah. It's like it's all just noise. It's like
so so what do you think what do you think is going to happen 1,000 years from now?
What's going to happen in 1,000 years?
Yeah, what is the overall direction of
this?
It seems like a ridiculous question, but 1,000 years is nothing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nothing.
But if it's a... Well, I don't really think about that right now. It's like... I think I'm just, like, hatching out of my old shell, kind of being comfortable with admitting to myself that I am interested in this. Like, last night I had sleep paralysis. Like, these things... occur more and more when you kind of just become more aware, live your life more consciously, do breathing meditations and things like that, and so it's happening to me. Something is happening to me, which is also, it's not just happening while I'm in ceremonies, but it's also becoming part of my life, that like I walk outside and I feel much more connected to nature, you know. I can, like, you start to actually walk. I'm walking around, and I definitely have a different type of consciousness than I used to have before. So I'm just kind of in Ken Wilber's book, that would be like the consciousness level of nature mysticism. So it's just like the first level of becoming more acquainted with those transpersonal. Levels of consciousness, and so I'm just それでいっぱいいっぱいだね。
千年後とか言ってる場合じゃない。
それでいっぱいいっぱい、自分の人生生きるの。
なんか赤ちゃんの時よく言うよね。その赤ちゃんの時は自分と周りの境界線がないから、自分が悲しくて泣いてたらもう全部世界も悲しくて泣いてる。自分が笑ってたらまた同じように
。悲しいから雨降ったりとか、そういうのから。Yeah, but we're art. I mean, yeah. It's like, have you seen Lucy?
Yeah, oh my god, I hated that movie.
You hated it?
Lucy, I haven't seen
it. I understand, like, what the movie's trying to say. Yeah. But I didn't like how it tried to be kind of scientifically... It's
scientifically total bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
what were you going to say about the movie?
I mean, like, そのルーシーがたどり着くところ、right? で、なんかこう、
まあね。
It's like she just, なんか薬を摂取しちゃって、まあどんどんこう、脳のキャパシティがまあ増えていくわけよ、その女の人の。だから結局、そのいろんなものをトランセンドしていく。だから、イーゴとかももちろんトランセンドするし、デザイアとかそういう個人的な欲とか、ものを全部トランセンドして。
And matter.In the end, she can,
So the initial assumption is that she's only using some small
10%.
The initial assumption is wrong, which is completely wrong.
Even if the initial assumption is wrong, though, they've done studies recently that show that people who take psilocybin and they've done scans of their brains. There are new connections made within the brain, the effects of which.Last long after the actual psychedelic experience has ended. So there could be an enhanced
and also
effect on the brain.
Also with the reduction of brain capacity, like I don't know if you've seen the TED talk, but it's a neuroscientist, a female neuroscientist, and she had a stroke. I don't know. She recovered from it, the left side of her brain, I don't know, not everything, but like parts of it which...basically govern like the logical or like that kind of logic center basically shut down, and so she was left with the right side of the brain, which is more of a synthetic thinking, which is as opposed to analytical thinking, which we normally tend to think is thinking, And the experiences she described are like ayahuasca situations, and she called it La La Land. But like everything just seemed to be in peace, and everything was like inclusive, and it's just pure beauty in the way and that the world is supposed to be. And she's describing how she tried to make a phone call, you know, and she can kind of see the telephone, and she kind of has a concept of a number, but then, you know, her hands don't work. And
yeah, what was her name? このスピーチ本当に素晴らしいんだよね。
本当に素晴らしい。感動するよ。
自分がニューロサイエンティストだから、もちろん脳のこと完全に分かってるお医者さんみたいに、でその彼女にが実際にその何発作が起きた時に、もともと知識があるわけだから何が起きてるか分かってるわけじゃん。だからそれをもう本当に的確な言葉で、
メラメラメラレベル、
そう、本当に的確な言葉で後で人にこう説明できるっていう、本当すごいよね。
うん、あれは感動する。
ちょっと名前忘れちゃったんだけど、ググったらねすぐ出てくるはず。
うん、でまあ普段はなんかそういうサイエンティスト、なんかそういうなんていうのかな、宇宙とか、まあ神様とかノンデュアリティとかそういうことについてあんまり興味がなかったりとか、まあ全部最終的には知識とか科学で説明できるとか言うけれども、まあ彼女は実際にその場にいたわけで、その佐野が、うん、働かないって、まあ、普段私たちが重視しているなんか脳の使い方とか宇宙、まあ、地球についての考え方とか存在しなかった状態のなんか素晴らしさだから、私たちが普段 What we're missing out on normally on like telepathic abilities and things like that、so、だからまああれ親父に見せないと
そう、本当になんか特にこの忙しいソサエティの中、もうみんなが会社と家の往復毎日毎日やって、もうほとんど外にも出てない人がいっぱいいる。で、特に東京とかだとね、あまり公園とかもないし、ネイチューと関わることも少ない。
自然も大事ですよ、本当に。
ね、なんかそういう時こそ、なんかこう、Yeah, I don't know.
Well, about what you were saying, that woman whose part of her brain was I guess damaged.
Yeah, she had a seizure, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've done experiments where they were able to suppress the activity of certain parts of the brain, and that allows other parts of the brain to function in ways that they normally would not. And I think in they with learning they talk about something called neuroplasticity a lot. Yeah. And the plasticity of the brain, and the same way that part of your brain working can get in the way of a certain way of thinking, I think what you learn can actually prevent you from thinking
totally
properly.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the kind of the institutionalization, the education, the programming, the constant advertisements,
yeah,
you know, you need to wear this and you need to look like this or and whatnot.
Yeah.
All of this is information, but almost none of it is really that useful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
もう今それ人生のモットーなんだけど、like, unlearn what you think you've learned through, like, experiences and, you know, whatever, like,なんかそれが一番大事な気がする。なんかその to be able to unlearn what you think you've learned.
そうだね。But just to be aware of that, like,
yeah,
going through every day, like what I try to do is just, I mean, you lose so much energy by just drifting off in thoughts or making unconscious choices, and just to catch yourself when you're making decisions based on what you think is right or what you've been taught is right or あとなんか明日これやらなきゃとか、なんか ずっとそういうことについて考えてることによってすごいやっぱり
疲れちゃう、
それだけで疲れるし、that's life energy, that's like it's precious life energy that you should be feeding back to yourself and then,
Deep shit.
難し
い話ね。ね、なんかあの
ちょっとおこパウロさんとつける
ね。あね、これは何なの？この見た目だと木のかけらみたいな。
本当に。Lighting something on fire right now.
I'm lighting something on fire. そう、そうパールサントって言って、そう本当に木、ただ単に木なんだけど、お香、そのままでお香になる木。うーん、で、まあ、スペイン語でそのまま、まあ、聖なる木だよね。でよくアイワスカのセレモニーとかに、うん、まあ、お清めの代わりに使われるんだけど。
How many times have you done ayahuasca?
ちょっとごめんね。そう。
It smells nice.
あ、いい匂い。
ちょっと、I'm gonna cleanse the.
Thank you.
Cleanse the people here.
Mina's cleansing me. ありがたや。すごいいい匂いするね。本当お香のお香みたい。
いい匂いなの。
なんかお寺行った時にする匂いみたい。
ちょっとここに置いといて。
すごいねこれ。
そう、How many times have I done ayahuasca? I have an ayahuasca diary, but I didn't bring it. I think I've done 8 ayahuasca ceremonies, 3 Paolo Santo, no, Paolo Santo じゃない。3 San Pedro, 1 Peyote, and 1 Cambo.
What's Cambo?
Cambo is not...It's not really psychedelic, but it's more physical. It's the poison of a certain frog of the Amazon. It's a back secretion. And when you take it orally, it's really poisonous. So you ingest it cutaneously, so on the skin. So the shaman comes. So, なんかマッチみたいなてかお箸くらいの面積の木を燃やして、でそれで一瞬肌に触れることによって、うん、まあ、小さい火傷をして、
うん、
でそこの肌を取ってそうすると少し、まあ、皮膚が出てるからそこの部分にそのカエルの背中の
毒
みたいなのを塗るんだけど、
ま、
もうそれ本当に
What a process.
いや それは本当になんか清めるためっていうかよくアイワスカをやる前にやる、うん、そういうまあ、ブラジルの方だけどそういう
それ塗るとどうなるの、
まあ、大体その、まあ、体重とかによって、まあ、点が5つになったり6つになったり7つになったりでその効き目は本当に Your blood pressure rises like crazy. You feel like your face is pumping and you just、
oh、God.
puke on ends. It's like you have to drink like 2 liters of water before that. もうゲーゲーするためにね。いやもうその後なんかそれでかなり冷え性とか治った。
あ、そう。
なんか I mean these are not just psychedelics, these are actual have medicinal value as well. でその漢方に関しては本当にね。
Talking about the medicinal properties of these, are there any adverse side effects to ayahuasca? And DMT?
I mean, I think there's a... If it raises your blood pressure and your heart rate quite a lot. So if you have
a heart condition,
you have to talk to the shaman. Or
this is ayahuasca as well.
This is ayahuasca as well. Yeah. Like one time, like I felt like someone was... Like someone super heavy was stepping on my heart. So
oh
like
God.
It's all good. I mean, you just breathe through it, and it's also like the opening of the heart chakra and whatnot. But it can be quite physically intense as well.
You keep referencing these chakras.
Do
you want to summarize? Well, there's 7 chakras,
yeah,
right?
Chakras are energy centers, and chakra means wheel. And
is that why they all have petals?
Petals, yeah. Different. These are different energy centers. Throughout your body, starting with the root chakra, the first chakra, the Muladhara chakra, which is located at, for men, it's around the perineum, and for women, it's further up the vagina. And the seventh chakra is the crown chakra, which is, yeah, like on the top of your head. And these chakras are different energy centers in your body alongside the center column of your body. They're more... much more sub chakras, but these like I can only feel the main 7 and you often see those like charts in yoga studios and whatnot, from a red petal to orange, then yellow, the heart is green, the throat is like turquoise, and then the third eye is indigo, and then the crown chakra is purple or white. And they govern different parts of the body, and they govern different organs, and they govern different emotional or like parts of your life. So the root chakra governs your tribal, like really your roots, your connection to the earth. Ma kazoku dattari toka tomodachi dattari toka jibun no生き残るための社会的な地位とかそういうことで、で第二チャクラはもっと it's like more sexual energy also、okay. And the third one has a lot to do with your self-esteem and your ego. The heart is emotions, throat clarity and expression, and the third eye your intuition and your intellect, and the seventh chakra connects to the universe. And like these energy centers, they also, by doing ayahuasca and by cleansing your body, you get to sense them much more. Like they have, they feel different, or like you have a tingling in these different parts of your body, or I don't know what I was. I mentioned chakra again because I was explaining what.
But I feel like I'm learning so much today. So much today. Like, ただでいいのかなみたいな感じ。
もちろん。
すごいね。
お話しさせていただいて。何について話してたんだっけ？ちょっと漢方の話をして、アイワスカを何回やったかって話をして。
ちなみに、その値段とかってどうなってんの？
おいくら？
うん、おいくら？
まあ、私のやり方は、多分 I think a lot of people would say that's not really right, because I've never been to Peru or Brazil or whatever. 私は、まあ、ベルリン、ドイツ人の、まあ、でもペルとかで勉強してたドイツ人のシャーマンの元で何回かやって、あとブラジル人の人も一度やったけど、まあ、ベルリン都内でやってるのね。でその場合はお値段は一晩とか一回80ユーロとか、
あ、8000円9000円とか、
まあ1200円ぐらいで、まあ、違うシャーマンの人だと
1200円、
1万2000円、1200円って言った、ごめん。で違う人 の, そのシャーマンの場合は150ユーロとか、そうなるとまあ2万円ぐらいとか、まあでもそうだね。
そっかそっか。その人たちはどこで手に入れてるのかな。
それは
持ってきて南米から。
現地だよね。
あー、オッケーオッケー。うーん、そっか。そう、なんか私の知り合いの人はペルーにも行って、あの2週間ぐらいのお寺とかに泊まるセッションがあるじゃん。それに行ってもう、And he's writing a book about it, actually.
Okay. Everyone's writing a book. Once you do it, you better write a book.
He's right now he's trying to find an editor, but
yeah, me too.
やっぱりね、あの、やらないとわからないか、伝えてもらわないとわからないもんね。
Can you tell us specifically about your what was your most profound experience, and like what actually did you see? Who did you speak to? What did they tell you?
What did they tell?
How about like the most recent time you've done it?
The most recent time was it was a woman's ceremony. I haven't done an ayahuasca ceremony in a year.
Is that unusual for you?
No, it's just because I was living in Senegal, and we've been trying to bring a shamaness there to do more ceremonies. But I mean, you do those ceremonies, and then I mean, what you experience is our so-called peak experiences. You basically get to bypass a lot of your state of consciousness, and see through to all the way to the end, you know. But you know, after those 4 or 6 hours, you get back into your normal own body, and you have to kind of make sense of it at the state that you are in right now. まあだから、ね、そんな遠くまで見えてもやっぱり今の自分はこの、まあ、時間と空間っていうところに 限られてる人間として生きてるわけで、まあ、仕事にも行くし、
うん、
周りの家族もいるし、そういう人たちと、まあ、生きていく上でそれをどんどんどんどん消化していかなきゃいけないわけだから、 So I've been kind of focusing on the digesting and I'm looking forward to doing it again and seeing、yeah. how it affects me again、and also trying to meditate more, kind of go into like see what I can do with astral projection or、well, we might get to that later、so what your question was, my most profoundexperience, like、
yeah.
what I've actually...
Who you spoke to, so, and what sort of message?
My experiences are actually quite, not quite different from what people mostly say.、
Mm.
I've had visions maybe in my first, like really clear visions in my first ceremony, which is a total...joke if I put it into words. It did its job and it,、yeah. it healed me a whole lot, but when I talk about it, it sounds like a joke, which is basically I had a cosmic threesome with Frankenfurter, who's from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Beetlejuice. So it really sounds like a bad LSD trip.
Yeah.
So they were like panting. They had like...they appeared in front of me and they were panting and kind of moaning. It was like Frankenfurter Beetlejuice, Frankenfurter Beetlejuice. And it's like, what the fuck? You know, people talk about, you talk with your ancestors and you、yeah. see who you used to be and you see into the future and you see your old soul's true purpose and whatnot. But that was my first ceremony or part of my first ceremony, which I had actual visions. And since then, I haven't really had like...visions in the sense that、mm. you see something、it's also that depends on, because I'm very very interested in somatics and proprioception, like since like I like dancing and I like kind of and should I say like define my existence through my physical existence or through knowing that I am in my bodyand so a lot of what I experience is more physical and energetic rather than having audio visual hallucinations、and in my last ceremony, which was last year、in December, it was a women's ceremony. You tend to say that women tend to fly off easier, like、mm. go into higher realms faster, since it's also ayahuasca is a female、energy, and also because they haveless problems with their ego, because men, I mean, they are trained to, you know,、
mm.
defend their turf and have an ego and, you know, have
yeah, I'm a
pride.
Manly man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manly man. And that tends to get in the way、yeah. when you do ceremonies, and that's why men purge a lot.
When you say ayahuasca is female energy, what、mm-hmm. does that mean?
What does that mean? I mean...In the end, the universe is all one. It's non-dual. But、mm. As long as we have a physical form, we have the differentiation between mind and matter, you、mm. know, and also male and female. And these are,、how should I say? I'm probably saying a lot of wrong things. But, like, I mean, a lot of the things that we experience, we can only experience since they split up into dualities.I mean, we are not really able to perceive the one or that which is eternal. So what we have is we need to have like the yin and yang,、
mm.
like in the, you know, these two different energies so we can coexist, because as one, there would be nothing. So through splitting, we can perceive the world as it is.、
Right.
And so male and female energy is basically, it's not that you can't be, that Michael can't be female or、right. that...Mommy can't be male, but the ayahuasca tends to be more female energies tend to be more passive or
mm.
passive doesn't mean that it doesn't do anything, it means that it's more receiving, so while male energy is just more bang, it's、okay. really clear. And the ayahuasca also works much more in emotions and、
mm.
It tries to not say, ohMommy, by the way, next year you should make this choice and then this、mm. choice and this choice. That's your life. But it kind of tells you through visions or、mm. images or like more sixth sense, more in a subversive way. and
well, it can, it's more like maternal than, yeah, than paternal.
Exactly. That's a classical weight. Yeah. So, but it's also really caring and warm. But like women give birth, and women are really connected to the earth, and that can also get really, really dirty. Like so, the lot of the purging, and also you can also have diarrhea as well. It can shoot out both ends. そろそろ日本語で話したいことかな。まあそういう、まあ、歴史的にすごい女性って汚いものだって言われてきた部分
も、そうだね、生理とかもあるからね。
そういうものがなんか、だからまあ女性の方がグロテスクだったりすることもあるよね。あとなんていうかな、その性的なエネルギーに関しても女性の方が 長持ちするから、男性は一旦射精したらそれでエネルギーが切れるけど、女性はどんどんやっていくから、どっかでなんか寝太かったりグロテスクだったりする部分もあって、まあそういうアイワスカのお母さんです。But I haven't answered your question yet.
Yeah, what was my question?
Yeah, that what I've actually
great takeaway
experience for the great takeaway.
The yeah, I mean, I, like what you've
yeah, the that was funny.
Taken away.
Oh, the great takeaway though.
それ気になる。
Well, just the experience. As an experience.
Last I can just go through what I went through the last time. I think if I remember, it took me a while until, like I said, it's all about the ego. And no matter how many times you do it, like I said, once you do it, you come back into the real world, and then you try to make sense of it as a normal person, and then you put it into words which actually have nothing to do with the experience that you actually go through. And so I was like, ah, こんなの全部知ってるよ、全然大丈夫、あ、全然いつ来んだよみたいな感じでなんか構えてて、
余裕
ってか、どっかで怖かったから余裕ぶっこいてて、でそしたらまあ効き目がなんか。始まるまでちょっと時間がかかって、でそれで始まったら一気になんか急にすごい呼吸がなんていうのかなすごいエネルギーがやっぱり強いね、高まってくるから、そのバイブレーションが。でそれでちょっと面白い話が、あの旦那とその前に、まあ、またちょうどフロリダに行って、まあ、うちらやたら結婚するんだけれども、いろんな人に説明しなきゃいけないから、アフリカと日本とドイツとアメリカでいろんな人に結婚したって届けなきゃいけないから、それで、あのアメリカに行って結婚するっていう前だったから、誰 We need a priest って話 でなんかあの YouTube でなんかね、Astorias Miraculi っていうすごい面白いディジェリドゥを通してヒーリングをするっていうね、ちょっとぶっ飛んだおじさんがいてこの人に結婚してもらおうかって言って、その人にちょうどメールしてて、でちょ実際に返事が返ってきて、ちょっと忙しいからごめんねだけど、But I wish you all the best みたいな感じで、でもそれでそれとプラス彼の YouTube のどうしてもなんか、あ、なんていうか、相手を見つけるっていうことに、まあ、人生のパートナーを見つけるってことについてのなんかディジェリドゥとその彼の He was kind of preachingでそれを見てセレモニー入っちゃったから、彼とつながっちゃって、で彼独身なのね、だからすごい、でやっぱり男性って女性 その愛情みたいなのもすごい欲しがるから、で彼もそういうの全然なんかそういう世界で全然つながれる人だから、彼が私のところに来てあやしてほしいとSo he wanted my love and he came to me、So I was like, okay, I'm gonna like, ask, like, spiritually hug himAnd I nourished him. So, I mean, sometimes you do ayahuasca and it's not about you, but it's about healing others. So,
I'm just like,
so, hinna, just like, you can check him out on YouTube. So,
did you talk to him after that?
No, I haven't. It's like, I mean, it's all cool, but I mean, so, yeah, sometimes. I mean, men come to women for their, you know, especially mother ceremonies or ayahuasca ceremonies.That female energy that that's also like heightened within me, so it's there to nourish others as well. Okay. I mean, that's what shamans normally do. They ingest the brew themselves to go on a higher level so they can help others. So then that happened, and then I was struggling a lot. I feel, I mean, what you actually do sometimes, it's very not conscious. I was fighting a purge for a long time. Sometimes it's not like, oh, this happens to you and it's wonderful. It's just like a fight. Like, you know, there's something you have to release, but you're afraid.
Mm.
You don't know how it's going to come out, when it comes out. Like, there was a ceremony when I was just screaming and struggling because, you know, there's old stuff in you. And then once you've done with yourself, sometimes you have to start healing your ancestors and your family. You know, you can work on them through your own body. And so I was, like, fighting a purge for a long time. Although I wanted to let it go, it was not ready to come out. And so I was like,
その溜まってるものが何かっていうのは自分ではその時は分かるの？
いろいろ私の場合は、まあ、そのすごいシャーマンのお姉さんがすごい私と仲良くて、やっぱり私の場合は母親は亡くなってるけれども、やっぱりすごい私に近いらしくて、彼女の言うのにやっぱりなんかアイワスカやると私臭いんだって、お母さんの匂いが、その死んでる人の匂いがやっぱりまだすごいついてるから、 So I mean I have to learn on letting her go and she has to learn to let me go、
okay.
だからまあ That's something that I'll have to work on for a while because our connection was really, really strong. Doesn't mean that everyone who has lost a father or a mother or someone has to struggle through it in an ayahuasca ceremony, but it's just 私の場合はそれがすごい大きなテーマで、okay. also like guilt with maybe I could have saved her, you know, maybe it's my fault that she died and things like that.そう、まあだから、で、それで、まあそれなんじゃないかな。 This is also...I think there's also like a lot of sexual stuff in my case which is unresolved. Not that I know of that I was ever raped or anything, but I feel like my body has that kind of like body memory. So okay. maybe it's from my past life. I don't know. But sometimes in まあそれとずっとやってて And then there were moments it was like a meditation. Like I said, I'm a dancer and I tend to move a lot. Like when I feel the energy coming, I tend to move. But that's also like a way to digress, a way to not let the energy flow correctly. You're kind of like a kaidama mitai ni shite nanka. So I'm not really facing it. So it's like a meditation. You learn to work with the mother every time you do it and you go deeper and deeper.In working on your body and working on other emotional bodies and working on other people. But it was really, really intense. And there were moments when I really, really concentrated. And like there are moments in meditation when you really, like you only notice when you get out of it that you were actually completely empty for a while. Because in that moment, you don't know because you're one.It's only when you come out that you oh my god I was doing it right now <You know? laughs> and there were moments in that ceremony when I felt like I was actually really one but then yeah it's practice it's a lot of people yeah say it's work
how clearly do you remember your experiences with ayahuasca are they vivid or is it kind of foggy
It's pretty vivid. Yeah. Only that one ceremony, like I said to you about the one time I had ayahuasca and then San Pedro right afterwards. That was a... But San Pedro also tends to make you lose your, like, memory for a while. You can... But that one, I was really, really... Yeah. I was carried out of the room because it was like... 人に迷惑かけてた
そっかでもじゃあ 抜けても結構覚えてるものなのか、
うん、覚え、うん、かなり覚えてる、まあ、もちろん普通、まあ、夢とかより全然
くっきり覚えてる、
くっきり覚えてる感じだね。
夢はすぐ忘れちゃうもんね、うん、
まあでもそれもあトレーニングだよね。
いやいやいや、うん、
そう、
そっか、そう、なんかあの始まる前にちょっとね明晰夢で、あの日本語の言葉調べてきてくれたって言ってたんだけど、
そう使うかわかんないけど、
たまにあのポッドキャ、このポッドキャストでもその話してて、あのなんかこう私がずっと明晰夢を見たいっていうフェーズがあったの、うんうんうんうん、で頑張ってこう起きてちゃんと見た夢をメモってとかしてたんだけど、うんうん、なかなかあの全然ね夢の中で夢って気づく瞬間が訪れなくて、一回もできたことないの生まれてから。
Really?
Yeah. Can you both do it?
I don't know if I've had dreams where me controlling the dream was just part of the dream or if I actually had influence over the dream. And I don't know how you can tell the difference between those.
確かに。
I don't know. And I don't think it really matters. Like, just keep on doing it and it'll become more clear.
As long as I can have more of those dreams.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Where I think I'm controlling.
You think you're controlling.
あの、覚えてるのはやっぱトレーニングしてると結構簡単にあの覚えれるようにはなる。
私も夢に関して苦手なんだよね。今超頑張ってる。
あ、本当？
あの、そう、その、いや、そう、アイワスカやってない、アイワスカやってないとか、うん、そういう環境にいないから、なんか違う方法とかでいろいろ、あの、プラナヤーマ、あの、ヨガでも、まあ、体を動かすあのハタヨガ、ハタヨガがあって、うん、で呼吸はあのプラナヤーマっていうんだけれども、そういうことをやったりとか、あとあの寝る前にあのそのちゃんとした呼吸の仕方であのそのチャクラのエネルギーの流れ方を良くしたりとかするとか、あとあの third eye、 なんていうの、うん、第三の目とかにあのエネルギーを送ることによってなんかもっと夢がくっきりしたりとかするとか、そういうことを今ちょっと頑張ってて、うん、なんて質問が何だったっけ、ひどいね私ね、あの
Like can you control your dreams?
No, so I've, 私も下手なんすごく、でも I had a lucid dream recently. I'm like, sometimes it works.
Okay.
But it's really, really short. I'm still working on it. And like, recently I was like,Oh my god, I'm dreaming. What can I do? で、なんかその間に何しようかと思って、あの、I did a wheel, like a card wheel.
側転。
側転。
そう。
飛ぶとかじゃないんだ。側転なんだ。
側転だった。なんか手短にできることをやろうと思って。
手短。
Have you noticed that there are like weird, physical properties in dreams? So I've been trying to figure this out for a while. Like you can't punch in dreams
I
like that strong.
Yeah, yeah, that's
like,
true.
It's like you're underwater.
Yeah, I can't run. すごい大変。走ろうとするんだけど、いつも夢で走れてないんだよね。それ全然前に進めなくて、すごい苦しいんだけど、それをずっとやるっていう夢を結構見る。
あの、ウェイキングライフって映画見てるよね。
見てない。
No!
Waking Life. Yeah, you totally should. It's a Christian Linklater film.The guy who made like Before Sunrise, Before Sunset with
okay, okay.
Yeah, he likes philosophy and それはなんかすごい面白い実写版で撮ってから2000年の映画かな。
あ、そう、実写版で。Ethan Hawke?
Ethan Hawke も部分的に出てる。
あの、アニメーションみたいに。
そう。
Okay, yeah.
なってる映画で。で、その映画のセッティング自体が、夢見てる男の子のお話なんだけど、でも he thinks he keeps on waking up from a dream but he's still in a dream.
ああ、
and
怖。
うん、まあでも別に怖い映画ではなくて、
okay.
で、すごいいろんな宗教の考えに触れたり、哲学の考えに触れたり、なんか、mm-hmm. he just randomly goes through life and talks to all these different professors and quantum、mm-hmm. physicists and it's just super inspirational.
Okay.
And of course.あのその何だったっけ、明晰夢がどうこうっていう話にもなって、
うん、
でそのスイッチが電気のスイッチが消したりつけたりできないんだって、うん、夢の中では、yeah. あとあの the digits like the circuitry and like clocks、うん、seems like digital clocks seems to be fucked up.
So. Interesting.
It's weird that there are some consistencies between
people
in dreams. And you can fall like from really high places.
Yeah. Yeah, that wakes me up sometimes. あとよく最近見るのが、あの、口の中に砂とか砂利みたいのが入ってて、で、ペッペッってしてもずっとジャリジャリしてすごい気持ち悪いか。
In your dream?
そう、それが砂利の時と自分の歯が粉にな、ジャリジャリになっちゃって、どんどん出てくるっていうのがあるの。
That's a common one. Yeah. Where people dream about swallowing their teeth.
I'm not swallowing though. It's
but
just
like teeth related and like broken teeth is like a common theme.
And it just wouldn't come out from my mouth and it's so uncomfortable. なんかそれどういう意味なのかわかんないんだけど、よく見るんだよね。
Yeah, dream interpretation is a whole other topic.
Yeah. でもね、この間見た夢はあの、I was dating Cristiano Ronaldo.And he was speaking like broken English. He was speaking in broken English in my dream. 結構すごくない？結構リアルだった。The language thing in dreams are really interesting too. どっちの言語で夢に出てくるとか不思議だよね、すごい。
What are you doing to try to facilitate this lucid dreaming?
But lucid dreaming, like I said, I'm 苦手。
How about this astral projection that you allude to?
Yeah, it's just something that... And there's a guy called Raz Yahoo on Facebook. I think he's also under Lucid Sky. And I'm not following him like super strictly, but he's trying to kind of really...I think he comes from the Kabbalistic tradition, but he has a really, really broad knowledge. And なんかいろんなそういう知識をかき集めて自分でマニュアル書いたりとかしてやってるんだけど、so yeah, I mean, in the end, the goal is to do astral projection and be able to cut your astral body away from your own body and travel with it. でもまあ、なんていうの、すごい集中力が必要。
幽体離脱みたいなこと？
そうそうそうそうそうそう。
Okay.
Out of body experiences ができる。
So this guy can do it.
I mean, they don't necessarily talk about actually doing. Yeah, I guess he can do it, and also like his followers. Actually, it's not that difficult. It's not like you need to like meditate for 20 years. He pretty much brings like the manual together so everyone can do it. You just have to do it, and it's sometimes it's tough because you have to do it before you go to bed.
Okay.
本当になんか人間寝る前ってそのこの頃私寝る前にやっぱりあのすごい集中とかしてるとそのアイワスカやってる時みたいにその色がすごいビビッドになったりとか、まあそういうこと。You feel that there's like a gateway.But just before you go to sleep and into experiencing these different realms. So, ちゃんとした深呼吸だったりとか、まあ、横になりながら寝ないで瞑想するの、それだけでかなりね、慣れちゃいけないことなんで、特に寝る前に、本当に。
そうだよね、失敗したら寝ちゃうもんね、そのまま。
寝てもいいし、別に 寝たらば、
まあね、それはそれで
終わりってわけではないんだけど。その意識朦朧としてる部分で集中するっていうのが He talks a lot about will.
Okay.
Because, I mean, ね、私たちの頭の中ってうるさいわけで本当に毎日ずっと考えとか理想とかなんか想像してることとか感情とかが、まあ、で充満してるわけでそれを静かにして本当に He talks about like I mean, they're really like it's really interesting. You just work through these manuals. It's like the first one is like feeding your spiritual baby. So at night you lie there and you breathe comfortably, and then you kind of start to enrich your own breath with or prana, or like life energy, which is you know the air that you breathe. In that case, with like bliss or beauty.Or just more consciously inhaling rich life energy and you feed it to your lower belly, to like the lower chakras, and then you start to imagine that there's a fetus in there, or like a little baby, which is your spiritual baby, which is really, really.
Can I do this? Or
yeah, of course. I can send it to you guys.
Well, I mean,
ah,男だからってことでしょ?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, you that's like not. It's not in your womb or anything. It's an astral okay. baby, so you can have astral babies.
That's
can
a
be
relief.
Pregnant with an astral baby.
you can be pregnant with astral baby, Michael.
Omedito.
Omedeta.
Omedeta.
Okay.
You feed that baby with that prana. で、そうやってるとどんどん本当になんかあの神なんか普段は意識とかがないそのいろんな神経とかが目覚めてきてなんかピリピリ してくるんだよね。で、まあ深呼吸とともにそれをやってると、で、まあそのまま寝ちゃっていいんだけれども、そういうトレーニングをしてるとどんどんどんどんやっぱりその気の流れが良くなってきて、意識だよね。本当になんかその those are subtle bodies or subtle energy centers and なんかマクドナルド食べたりなんか普段やたらテレビ見ていらない情報とかで if you're bombarded with the shit that you don't need そういうことにやっぱり意識がいかないわけで but it's always there and it's just about realizing that it's there and
やっぱ特に今の時代なかなか難しいよね。こうあまりにも外からの情報が常に入ってくるから自分の中に全然、ね、注意が向かないその、まあ、携帯電話も、ね、常にあるしテレビももちろんそうだし電車に乗ったらこう広告がガーッとあって嫌でも、ね、字が目に入ってくるとかだからなんか人間って多分もともとそういうスピリチュアルなことが自分の体とか自分の中身とかにもうちょっと近かったはずなんだけど今意識してそっちに戻らないといけないっていう。
そうだね。てか、ちょうどベルリンの友達で、半年ぐらいアマゾンの方のそういうアイワスカとかやってる、民族って なんていうの
部族みたいな
人たちとところに住んでたんだけれども本当に一番そのアイワスカやるときはそれはそれで儀式だしそれはすごい素晴らしい経験だけどでもずっとその森に住んでると本当になんかもう森がアイワスカみたいになってくれても本当に everything speaks to you もうなんかもう the nature is just so like talkative and it's like becomes part of you and それもううるさくて大変だった
あ逆に
そう I mean so there's enough information out there without us making you know
right
with like artificial so to say information
a lot of what you were describing earlier with the breathing that sounds like yoga stuff, right?
Yeah.
So are you meditating a lot?
I try
through yoga.
Yeah, I do yoga.
They have like some weird breathing methods
it's
too.
It's called pranayama. Well, I mean, yoga is when we say yoga, we mostly think of hatha yoga, which is the sporty part, the actual poses or the asanas. But yoga actually has 8 limbs. Different parts and it's like basically morals how you behave towards other people and like offerings things like that and also pranayama is a big part and like breathing and there are different types of pranayamas to wake your body up to balance left and right body hemispheres and things like that and yeah I mean the breath is that which is continuous that which is always there if you stop breathing you won't be there after 3 minutes you know so だから呼吸ってのは大事だよねだから
瞑想とかもねなんかそのやっぱり私も昔はあの結構スケプティカルだったのそういうなんかスピリチュアルなこととかあの瞑想とかなんか本当かよみたいな感じで全然あのまあ興味もそんなになかったしでもトイレあの大丈夫
I want my jacket
あ、you want your jacket
くれるありがとうちょっと寒い
Here you go そう、あの結構スケプティカルだったんだけど、まあ ここ何年かで結構興味持ってきて、いろいろもうちょっとマインドがオープンになってきて、で、あの座禅をやりに行ったんだけど、お寺に、あのやっぱりこう、こう目閉じてずっと座禅して、多分セッションが2、3回ぐらいあって、何時間かやったんだけど、1回が1時間かな、で瞑想して、で本当に集中してというか、他のこと何も考えずやってると、1時間経ってこう目開けた時に、あ、私ここにいたんだったみたいな、ね、全然このフィジカルな世界がもう関係なくなってるんだよね、だから、そう、なんかそのスケプティカルだった時もったいなかったなって初めて、そう、なんか気づいてよかったなっていう か、うん、そうだね、か結構その多いと思うんだよね、日本、あの、あんまりこうスピリチュアルなものに触れてない人のが結構多いから、スケプティカルな人も結構多いと思うんだけど、
でも別にスピリチュアルなことだとかってあんまり考える必要はないと思う。なんか実際に瞑想とかするとなんか集中力とかも本当に上がるし、ね、
そう、
あの普通に役に立つ、なんか、
ね、そう、なんかあのそうなんだよ、なんか朝起きて水一杯飲みましょうみたいな、なんかそういうレベルで結構で、やっぱり今本当にさっき言ったみたいな、今の時代こう頭が真っ白になることがめったにないから、普通に暮らしてると、
そうだね、
だからそうやって意識してこう頭をリセットするじゃないけど、こう真っ白にすることによって、それのなんかベネフィットが思うより大きいというか、あのストレスもそうだし、
あるね、
悩みとかもそうだし、
そう、でも私、私運動好きなん、運動好きっていうか、ヨガやってるのも、まあ、瞑想も大事だけど、なんかそ、なんか私のフェチではあるけれども、そのソマティクス、日本語でなんていうのかわからないけれども、その体のなんか体をもっと使って、そういうスピリチュアルなものとかに近づくのがすごい好きで、まあ、今、まあ、この体を借りてこの地球に生きてる理由があるわけで、別にその最終的にはみんな全部一つになって、宇宙は一つで、みんな神様に近づいて悟って、そうするともうなんかこの地球には the gross matter なんていうの、体とかそういう物質的なものはどうでもいいって考える、なんていうか、そういう宗教とか思想もあるけれども、私的には多分なんていうのかな、まあでもそれ女性っていうのもあるけれども、まあ、まあ、女性、まあ Mother Earth and Father Sky だから、なんかこの地球にいる彼にはちょうどこの体を使っていろいろ経験したいと思うから、だからヨガやってたりとか踊ることによって、そのなんかトランスセレモニーとかそういうのも踊りを通してそこに至ったりするから、なんか別に体いらなくて、あの意識とか瞑想とかして、その I just bring everything into my mind and my spirit and then that's it っていうんじゃなくて、私はなんていうのかな、体をバネにしてそういうことするのがすごい生きがいがあるっていうか、楽しいし、なんか you actually feel joy within your body for living
there. I think there is an intelligence to your body.
Definitely.
You know, not just your mind. You should probably use the whole thing.
ね、せっかくあるからね。
While we're at it.
Yeah.
But it seems, I mean, there are so many people that tend to very much overlook that and neglect their body. And even just being more flexible and being able to move in more ways can kind of
it's super enriching.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. そう、でもあのその摂食障害だったっていうその過去も、別にずっとちっちゃい時から踊ってるんだけれども、it's like always has always been like a love hate relationship to my own body. Like I love moving, and when I move, it just feels good, and I feel like also through moving, I always felt like a spirituality through dance. だけど、I mean, the society as a woman is really, really hard. Like, especially, 私、ドイツ人と日本人のハーフだから、私、どうして、何頑張っても日本人の女の子みたいに、I'm not that skinny and tiny. It's just impossible. you know? Like, then so in my own, I mean, that's like normal teenager stuff.
So, but
you have to overcome that. And yeah. in the society, it's a big task. It's not yeah. it's not like, oh, I'm above that. I love my body as it is, and I'm going to move as I want to. It's really, really difficult. Mm. And but once you overcome that, and once you learn to appreciate your body for what it is, and thank your mom and dad for
yeah
you know being here, then it's you know それ以上になんか喜びが増してありがたみがあるよね。
そうね、なんかそのまあ eating disorders とかで言うとやっぱりあの例えばインスタグラムとか、うん、あのあれってさこう今ライクいっぱいされてる写真みたいのがガーって出るじゃない、
うん、
そしてやっぱりライクが多いのはどうしてもこう女の子が露出してるもの、 あのいい体してる女の子のものがやっぱりみんなユニバーサルに好きなわけじゃん、なんかそれをやっぱりティーネイジャーの子とか見てるとそれが普通なんだって、
うん、
みんなこういう見た目なんだって思っちゃって、やっぱりそれ自分と比べるとどうしてもねあの劣ってるって思っちゃうんじゃないかと思って、その昔だったらそのリソースすらも少ないじゃん、雑誌とかでちょっと見るぐらいとか、うん、でまあこの人たちモデル雑誌とか割り切ればよかったものが、今だとこう普通の人っぽい、ね、そう子たちがもうすごい綺麗ですごいトーンでthey're like so fit and they have big boobs so I mean it affects me a little bit at this age, so you know imagine like if you're 16 or 14 it's whatever
tough man. I'm glad、right? I'm like it's just a matter of 10 years or so I guess, I mean but damn I'm glad I was born in 85
so なんか
yeah that's true, it's a very just within 10 years
it's so really...
just within 10 years the kind of upbringing that people have is completely different、
mm.
I mean the way that we were raised and the environment we were raised in is completely differentfrom that of our parents too.
Yeah,
so,
obviously.
そうなの。だから、so, these beautiful people on the Instagram, they're like probably like 世界中の 0.0 何パーセントみたいな、mm-hmm. なんだろうけど、やっぱりネット見てるとそれがマジョリティに感じてきちゃうっていうのがあるから、mm-hmm. 今のティーネイジャー本当に大変だろうなと思う。そうね、あとなんかその摂食障害とか特に日本だとあんまり語られないし。あの自分がこう経験ある人もこうあまり、ね、あの外に出てそれをシェアしたりとかもしないから、
うん、しないよね。なんか日本に関して の, その接触障害市場って難しいよね。なんかその、うん、な何が言いたいんだろう。なんか日本人の体の方が意外となんか みんなあなんか差があんまりないっていうか、割と、まあ、ヨーロッパとか行くと細い子もいるしでっかい子もいるし、で、まあ、その中間がどっかいいんだろうけれども、なんか there is a variety だけど日本って I mean it's important to conform、
yeah.
でそれがなんか普通なんだよね。だから そのあんまり摂食障害だっていうこうなんか明らかにそうではないけれども、だけどなんかやっぱり食べることに対してのなんか違和感とかあんまり健康的でなかったり精神的にどっか辛かったりとかするのがすごい多いよね。 I think it's almost like the majority which is
yeah. あんまり情報もないから、前にあのポッドキャストであの eating and spitting、
あの、okay.
だからもぐもぐしてペッて出すっていう、うんうんうん、話をして、それがまあ実際その口に食べ物が入ることによって胃酸が出たりとか、
うん、
インスリンが出たりとかするから、
うん、
ペッてして別に家に入れてないから入ってないしいいじゃんって思ってもすごく体に悪いっていう話をしたのね、
うん、
その時に結構メッセージをくれた人がいて、
うん、
それが体に悪いって全然知らないで、
うん、
もうずっとやってた、
うん、
だからそのメディアもあまりそういう話しないし、例えば女の子用の、うん、若い女の子用の雑誌とかにも全く書いてない、うん、もうファッションのことしか書いてないし、
ファッションとダイエットだよね、
と恋愛のことしか書いてないから、うん、でダイエットって言ってもやっぱり食べないダイエットじゃん基本的に、日本でダイエットって言ったら
朝バナナ、
そうなんか、そうなんかバナナダイエットでもうずっとバナナ食べるとか、トマトダイエット何々とか、そういうね、なんか一個の食べ物に
it's fads. These fads are infinite.
そうだからやっぱり情報が足りない、 うん、情報がでどんなにやっぱりで結構あれって自分の意志が強ければ強いほど陥りがちじゃ ん、ね、すごく自分のことコントロールできる子だからこそ頑張りすぎちゃう。だから私もあのそれこそドイツで仕事してたんだけど3ヶ月ぐらい、うんうん、その時その前から結構痩せたいと思って運動とかしてて、うんうん、なんかもう常にそのこと考えてたの、うん、食べ物のこととか、うん、でドイツで仕事してすごいストレスもあったから、うん、あのベンチイーディングしてて、うんうん、もうキットカットとかもう一箱でっかいドイツサイズのでっかいの全部食べるであ食べちゃったと思ってそれをまたずっと考えて吐く、
うんうんうん、
でキットカットってあのチョコレートって油が多いから結構つるっと出てくるんだよね、
うんうんうん、
とかそういう変なことを覚えちゃったりとかして、
うんうんうん、
でやっぱりそれやってる時は自分があの危ないと思ってないんだよね、
うん、
なんかこうもう It feels normal like, It feels like you're doing the right thing、
うん、Even throwing it up?
Yeah So it was really dangerous But I feel like any girl can fall into that、
うん、
You know thing、it's、And not knowing that it's actually dangerous、
うん
And not many people really talk about it here.
Yeah, that's... I think like in Germany or in the States, I think people... It's more, more of a topic than in Japan.
そう、なんかそういう警告みたいなのが少ないから、あの、わからないで苦しんでる子も結構いるんじゃないかなと思う。
そうだね。
うん。大変だよね。いろいろいろいろ。なんか自分に子供とかできたらもう本当に心配、
うん、
ネットとか
私がなんか摂食障害って特にあのまあ A lot of the teenagers fall really deep into it、and then、うん、but then I thought for the last I don't know 6 years or so like 一生完全には治らないんだろうなってどっかで諦めてた部分があって、うん、なんかまあ、どうにか普通の生活できるし、まあ、太ったり少し痩せたりするけどでも別に病的ではないし、うん、普通の生活もできるから、まあ、一生こんなんなのかなってどっか諦めてた部分があってだけどありがたいことにあの、まあ、幸せにダーリンと出会って幸せになったのも本当にありがたいし、うん、てか あとなんていうのかなそのビーガンになったのなんていうのかな自分の体自分って自分だけじゃないんだよね変な言い方だけどなんか自分傷つけると世の中もどっかで傷つけるし、まあ、でやっぱり食べ物に対してのありがたみがないっていうのは特に、まあ、日本とかやっぱりある程度お金があるからそんな食べ物なんてそこら中にあるけど、うん、その食べ物に対してのありがたみってそれが自分の体の一部になるってことに対しての実感っていうのがすごい少ないよねやっぱり、うん、I mean, it's 食べるってこと is actually quite an aggressive thing to
right,
do
right.
It's, I mean, food is the only thing food is not like pork or Kit Kat or whatever it's that which you put in your mouth that it's that which becomes you、
うん、
で and it affects you like the, what you eat、でもやっぱりその体の一部になるってことは世界とつながるってことなんだよね本当は食べるってことによって it's not theoretical it's not spiritual you really are becoming the piece of earth that、うん、you were stepping on でまあそういうことに対してのなんか through learning that what I eat is actually spirited and that it becomes me is なんかそれですごい自分の体に対してのありがたみとかも増したりして、
うん、
なんかその beauty ideals とか痩せなきゃとかそういうこと以上に自分を大事にすることの方が、うん、that's what's important it doesn't、
right.
and likeOnce you actually can say like it doesn't, it's not about losing weight or gaining weight. It's about becoming healthy, like inside、mm. out. And、mm. once you can actually cherish that, that's when you start healing. And、mm. then the weight will come automatically. It really, like, I mean, some people are actually borderline, like diabetic, or you know when you eat too much or are actually so skinny, they should be observed quite carefully. I get that, but most of us who are dealing with this issue are kind of just dragging that issue along. Mm-hmm. And then まあ完全に治らないけどまあ別にいいやって言ってまあだけどすごいやっぱりエネルギーの無駄だからねなんていうのかな、mm-hmm. It's, I mean you can't like devote your life fully to what you actually want when you're mm-hmm. actually どっかでまあ you're not taking care of your body, you're not really appreciating your body, you're not really mm-hmm. loving yourself.どっかで常になんか自分がダメだから I'm こうなんか I'm not なんか日本語と英語混ぜてよく自分でも分かんなくなってきたけど
I know what you mean though. I mean I 私もずっとあのすごい仕事頑張りすぎちゃってうつ病になっちゃって、mm-hmm. それもやっぱりこう自分がそうなっちゃってなかなか治らないじゃん一回 そういうのなっちゃうとねだからそうするとあもうこれ一生治らないのかな、うん、もう一生これは付き合っていかないといけないのかなって思って、うん、無理やりプッシュトゥルするのか、うん、一回やっぱり立ち止まってもうどうにかするそれを一番の、
うん、
あのそれを治すことを優先にして考えるのか、
うんうん、
っていうでも多分多くの人はもう、ね、仕事もしなくちゃいけないしそうだね、もうそればっかりにフォーカスしてられないからもうちょっと脇に避けて無理やり生活するっていうのを選択してると思うんだけど
I think people need a lot more patience when it comes to these issues、
うん、なかなか難しいんだよね、well.
people always you know、yeah. want it done in like 5 minutes、right、six pack、yeah. abs like I lost this much weight in a month just like give it some time you're around for a while
やっぱサポートシステム大事だと思うだからそのパッと治らなかったりパッと痩せなかったり、mm-hmm.結構イライラするやっぱり人ってすぐ、ね、結果が欲しいからだからそういう時に本人はやっぱりなかなか気づかないから周りの人がいやそんな焦らなくていいんだよっていうのを言うのと言わないのでかなりやっぱり変わるよね
てかその体重だろうとその whether it's a six pack or whatever I mean it's, those are actually not desirable goals、
yeah.
I mean if that's a symptom, you know, your weight gain or whatever, then you should treat the cause. But まあでもまあ難しいよね。それはね。
Yeah, those are the goals that people set, though.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I want to lose this many kilos.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be exactly like that.
Yeah.
But you have to like it's so, and you're always like postponing your joy, like your happiness. It's
yeah.
Like, it's like I devoted a chapter to that, but it's like I was like.Always denying myself of happiness in order to lose weight, and that、mm. becomes like a vicious circle. It's like, oh, このぐらい痩せたらこのパーティーに行っていいとか、
mm.
if I'm good, I deserve this. But then you never reach that goal, or even if you reach that goal, you set yourself another goal, and then you're chasing this imaginary happiness, which you could just、mm. have right now by just loving yourself.
So
I mean, it sounds really gay almost, but.
もうなんかでもそうずっとこうやっぱり延期するその自分の幸せをなんかあのそうでしかもそういう時ってこう痩せたら全てもううまくいくっていうかもう everything's gonna be okay like if I lose weight と思っちゃうんだよねどうしてもそう今別にハッピーになれるのに自分の気持ち次第だからねそんなのと思うんだけどだからなかなか難しいよねだからその周りのサポートシステムそやっぱりあとソサエティだからその BMI が18以上だとなんとかみたいなブルシェットを広めたりとかテレビでねダイエット特集とかなんとかやったりとかさ
Yeah, I saw some program on TV where they had these、all these Japanese guys come out and it showed like their height and their weight、
mm-hmm.
and it was almost like seeing who was the skinniest it was like that
yeah.
and some guy came out and he was like 186 centimeters tall and he weighs like 50 something kilos and it's like
gross
what yeah. is this fucked up show
yeah these like promoting these things 本当に it's criminal yeah, it's 本当に criminal
I think yeah the one thing I really want to say the media does not love you
like so
the really like I mean, this podcast might love you. Sorry.
But, we love you.
We love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we love you, people.
I love you a lot, lot. But, I mean, it's job of those, the media or those, that advertisement to make you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's how they sell products. Mm. It's none of those things that are out there are there for you to be happy. It's about you hating yourself, so you buy that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they're the enemy, and you think they're your friend, and that they're gonna make you happy, but no, they hate you. They want you to hate yourself.
What is it that they say? It's like you buy shit you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't like.
Exactly.
こうなるからこれを買いましょうとか。
It gets really obsessive too.
So,
you know, when you get down to the point where you're comparing like two different eyeshadows or whatever, I don't know what you're doing, but like whatever product it is, it can be anything, whether it's deodorant or spatulas or whatever. We get really like obsessive.
そう、前にPR の仕事してたんだけど、その時によく言ってた事例があって、ちょっとブランド名言わないけど洗剤ね、洗剤があって、この洗剤をどうしても売りたい、でじゃあ除菌っていう機能を入れましょう、でいきなり除菌できますよって言っても、別にみんな違いがよく分かんないから買わない、じゃあどうやったら売れるかっていうと、洗濯槽って実はすごく汚いんですよ、洗濯機で洗っても洗濯機自体が汚かったら意味がない、だから除菌しないといけないっていうのをまずみんなに広める、でみんなが洗濯機汚いんだどうしようってなったところで、はいこの洗剤だけが除菌できますって言ったらみんなそれを買うわけよねっていうのが、まあ実際に起きたことなんだけど、
でそれはまあ That's bogus, right? I'll lick the inside of my washing machine right now.
そうだからそれはまあ PR のあんまり良くない例というか、その恐怖を煽ってるわけだから、でも結局そういうことが常に今行われていて、消費者もなかなかこう気づかないでそれに乗っかっちゃってる人がやっぱり多いから、だからやっぱりね、何でもかんでも信じるっていうのは良くないよね。
I think that ethic is really pervasive, and it's all the way into our food as well. I mean, we eat all sorts of strange synthetic things that are nowhere close to being food.
Yeah,
that's so scary. It's mostly cardboard and
There have been so many food products. So many products have been made that were toxic. And caused birth defects and caused terrible health complications for people over just in recent history. Yeah. And these things have been banned, but there's still a lot of them in what we consume right now, like cadmium and aluminum and
Heavy metals and whatnot. Yeah, I don't know who it is, but one of the my favorite expressions are food-like products. It's what you see mostly in the supermarket, the processed area is just that's not food.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, it's so far processed that it's not alive at all. Like in my book, I've most of the recipes are, it's not fully raw, but it's mostly raw. So 生のやっぱり野菜を取ることによってやっぱり酵素とかもまだ生きてるわけで、and you also get that life energy from those plants. So だから、まあ、豆とかも自分で発芽させたりとか発酵させたり、 I mean of course not everyone can do that, I get that, but also through acquiring that kind of intimate relationship to your own food, you know, it's like you're, I mean of course I can't 自分で畑耕してそんな時間ないし、そんなことできないけれどもだけど自分が買った新鮮な食べ物の中で自分でまた関係を作っていくんだよね、発芽させたりとかそういうことは、あと なるべく熱を加えないことによってやっぱりそのまま、 I mean it's life, you know, it's life force. So when you eat it, it becomes part of you and it speaks through you. So だからそうやって it's good to likeCultivate an intimate relationship to the food, but it's completely impossible with the processed food. It has nothing to do. It's a product.
There's no life force in Kit Kats.
So, なんか特に加工されてるお肉、あんまりねなんか命について考えたことなかったんだけど、 結構最近飼ってた猫が死んじゃったの、うん、それですごいなんかライフのこと考えるようになって、そうするとなんか突き詰めていくとそのお肉をすごい加工されて売ってるのを見た時に、こんなに加工するんだったらもうなんていうの、そのライフを取る意味あったのかなみたいな、わかる？なんか例えば私がライオンに生で食べられるんだったらそれはそれでいいのだけど、殺されてそのあこんなこのままの肉じゃまずくて食べられないからすごいいっぱい味付けして加工しようって言われたら私嫌だもん。
そうだね。
じゃあ食べないでよみたいな、そんなに加工しなきゃいけないんだったら違うものを食べてほしいって思うから、
マミだったらまだ美味しいんだろうけど、多分あれは本当はもう生じゃ食べれないものをどうにか人に売りつけるため の、
そう
あの
だからそれ
作戦だから、
それのためにその死んでいった動物のことを考えると、うん、なんかもう悲しくなってくるというか、
well,
こんなに加工されると思ってない
I think we have to remember that food wasn't a product sold by companies before、
うん yeah.
and food has become a product that's sold by companiesAnd companies don't care whether it's life or not.、Mm. And so for them to make the most money, they've really had to industrialize、mm. the
it has to
meat.
Efficient.
And so, so now we have people from birth till death that will consume however many life forms. And never once have they killed one of those animals on their own.、
Mm.
But in the past...killing an animal, that's step one.
Yeah.
That's the prerequisite to being able to consume something.
I wanted to say something about my vegan stance. I mean, I try, like I said, I'm a bad vegan in the sense that I, まあ空気読んだりして頑張ってますけど、I try not to force the vegan lifestyle upon other people. There are people who've been, there's a book called, It's a guy who wrote about fermenting foods. He's like a total wild geek. I think it's called Wild Fermentation.
Well, who writes about that?
It's just, people just...
yeah.
It's super healthy and whatever. And anyway, he also ferments all sorts of meats, but he uses the word post-vegan. Hmm. He's now a post-vegan. He used to be vegan, but now he lives somewhere like... You know, he has his own farm and raises his own... animals and、okay. slaughters them and eats them. And right now for me, like also since I am trying to become more aware of subtle energies, it's not in my own interest to eat meat、mm. just because it would just make it much more harder、
mm.
because yeah, just having other souls inside of you, there's more different energies within you, which makes you less sensitive to your own. So it's not really to my advantage for what I want to do right now or what I'm interested in, but I do not like in general condemn people who eat meat. Mm. If you can go up there, kill your own, you know, your own duck or pig or whatever it is that you are raising, and you know, you take that own karma and that's what you do. I mean, like I said, my friend who lived in the Amazon, she was a vegetarian for 10 years or so, and she went to the Amazon to do ayahuasca, and that's where she was offered meat and fish, and of course she had to eat it. Mm. You know, it's a circle of life there, and it is justified in that case if you do it yourself, but it's just really, really difficult to live in the city and be really, really aware of the chains of karma that you kind of set, you know.
We've been detached.
Yeah, and
yeah. なんか結局そのやっぱお肉としても売られてるから、うん、なんか生き物っていう感じがしないじゃん。もう肉は肉、なんかもう加工され、切られてて売ってるみたいな。そうそうそう、ビーフとか、
the body part.
そうそうそう、ポークとかね、もうなんか動物とかけ離れたものになってる、うん、だから私もなんかその猫が死んで初めてなんか、あ、動物も人間も結局同じなんだけど、それを今までちゃんと理解してなかったなっていうのが分かったの、うん、それで、うん、その後にね、あの料理教室に行ってサンマをさばくことがあったわけよでも結構その時さ、あのライフにセンシティブになってる状態で、mm. I had to cut off its head、
mm.
It actually felt nice because I feel connected to the food that I'm about to eat, you know? なんか切り身になっちゃってるんじゃなくて、本当に、あ、このまま泳いでたんだなっていう形から自分がさばいて料理してそれを食べるっていう。
You should go fishing next.
Yeah, exactly. なんかすごくすっきりしたの。あの、その人の命を、人のっていうか魚とかの命を取ってることに変わりはないんだけど、少なくとも何ちゃんと自分で見て、
つながりがね、
そう、つながりが、そう、やっぱ切り身になってるとさ、もう魚じゃないじゃん。だからそれをなんかすごいよく考えるようになった。面白いよね。でも I love your stance where you know you don't push it on other people, because you know I used to meet all these vegetarians and vegans who would like try to push it towards other people, and I was dating a vegan guy when I was younger, and なんか焼肉とかテレビとかで見て、あ、美味しそうとか言うと、he's just like, ah, so disgusting みたいな、結構いつも罰せられるみたいな感じで、なんかそれが私をこうちゃんとあのそういうことを考えるのから遠ざけちゃってたんだよね。
そうだよね。
だから今それを超えられたからよかったんだけど。
I mean, I think it's the best way to promote things is just to live by example. なんかもう。
Exactly.
私がもう超ハッピーで素晴らしい人間で、もう周りにいる人はみんな超ハッピーになったら、まあ、someday everyone will be vegan around.
まあでもそういうことなんだよね。そう、あの、だからそういうパーソナルなこう信念みたいなのもそうだし、うん、宗教とかもそうなんだけど、結局はそれ本当に今言った、みんなが言った通りだよね。
Are there any specific measures that you takewith a vegan diet to make sure you get enough
protein
fats or proteins or vitamins?
The protein thing is mostly a myth, actually. We need protein, that's clear, but it's mostly, I mean, the rice will give you enough protein, actually, except for if you're a bodybuilder, maybe, you know, but but even if you do kickboxing or whatever, mostly, I mean, spinach, kale,has a lot of protein, and then eating more raw will also provide you the necessary minerals and vitamins, because they won't be killed off or denatured by cooking. That the 唯一取ってるのがビタミン B12。
あ、OKOKOK
は、唯一ね、本当にてか、あ、ビタミンって名前なんだけど、本当は、I'm probably saying something wrong, but なんかだ どちらかとしたらバクテリアに近いようなもので、それは本当にあの生の本当に土がついてる人参とかの土の部分なんかを食べない限りは、あの草食では摂取ができない、本当にその動物、本当に生きてるものの菌とか、そのそういうのに近いものだから、それは取ってる、okay. でもそれ以外は、まあ、基本的に料理、まあ、obviously I mean, I wrote a cookbook 料理するの好きだし気をつけてるし、あとそのオメガ3とかチアシーツとかフラックスシーツとか取ったり、まあ、料理するの好きだし、その基本的に気をつけてるから、でももちろん I meanYou know, a lot of people say, oh, you become vegan, you suddenly have to take care of what you eat. But I think there are less vegans who are, nutrient deficient right. than omnivores right. who are
確かに。
only eat McDonald's or whatever.
確かに。
It's, だから it's, そうだね。 It's a lot of bullshit.
That's true.
I mean, そうだって、そういう意識があって、ビーガンに切り替えてるなら、there's already, like, some baseline consciousness aboutHealth, and what、right. you put into your own body. So,
right, そうだね。マックずっと食べてポテチずっと食べてるみたいなね。人に、なんか欠けてんじゃないとか言われたくないって感じだよね。
Well, those aren't the people that should be saying anything to vegans.
yeah, その本はまだ、so、まだ終わってない。いつ出るとかも。
そうね、It's そう、文章もあるんだけれども、あのすごい絵を大事に、写真、食べ物の写真を大事にしたくって、あのなんていうのかな、五感で食べれ見れる本、文章も読んで頭でも理解するけど、 as I said in the beginning, healing occurs somewhere where it's not, it's like beyond logic, actually. Like, you know, ayahuasca の話しても、まあ、言葉でどっか伝わるけれども、the actual experience is like beyond that. だからなるべく写真とか人間の体のにご飯乗っけて、そうそうそう、女の子、
okay.
いろんな体のタイプの女の子にご飯乗っけて、その、
cool.
体と食品の境界線みたいな、mm. It's more like, it looks like one organism. The food's alive, the person is alive. And それからさらにあの日本人の友達のアーティストの萌木ちゃんにイラスト加えてもらって、なんか、
so、
it should be a trippy、
it.
trippy book、うん、まだ I'm still
何語なのこれ、
英語です、
英語、okay. mm. so 本当に You are what you eat って日本語であんまり聞かないし言わないんだけどね、mm. あの本当だからそのサンマも食べたら私の一部になってるなってとどまるわけじゃん。なんか面白いよね、そういうの考えていくと。
面白いです、全部つながってる。
ちょっと本出たら買います。
What might you suggest to someone who's curious about trying something like ayahuasca?
You mean how to get there, or because I
like someone. Let's say someone's kind of like, oh, that seems interesting. Uh-huh. I might want to try that, but they don't know
how to
make that decision, or
how to make the decision.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to talk to people who've done it, obviously. But that's so funny. Like, the shaman that I've been working with in Germany says, oh, like, I don't push it on anyone. Like, the world is going towards, you know, higher consciousness. That's the order. It goes from low complexity to high complexity. So consciousness will rise, and someday everyone will do ayahuasca. He's in South. He's not my guru or anything, but he lives half of the time in South Africa, and he says there it's like totally normal to do ayahuasca. You just walk through the streets and they're like, oh, I'm doing a ceremony this weekend. How about you? It's like, oh, I'm good. I've done it last week. You know, it's like, so I mean, of course, Japan is difficult. Obviously, there are countries where it's less welcoming or less, you know, accessible. But you can travel, obviously. Mm. And I don't know. For me, it's like I'm weird. I make gut decisions. Like when I know, my body knows, and that's what was the case with ayahuasca. I was just like, okay, that's it. And there are no, like, you were asking about side effects or whatever. If you're, like, baseline healthy, you don't have any heart issues, there's no addiction, there are no addictive properties to ayahuasca. Mm. My father was always a little afraid. He was like, why? Why have you done it so many times?
People have actually overcome addictions using ayahuasca.
Yeah, more iboga. But, yeah, food... The eating disorder is an addiction in the end, or it's has similar properties to that. And yeah, I did overcome it. I mean, it's not just ayahuasca. I've a lot of things have happened in my life, and I've it's not just you do it and then, you know, it miraculously just happens. But it helps you to overcome addictions, just to get your life back on track. And DMT in the end is something that your own body produces. And no one can prove that you've taken ayahuasca 8 hours later, because it's already gone completely, and the traces, that's what you've got within your body anyway. So there's nothing that's really special to ayahuasca, is that you're basic or a DMT in the end, is that you're tripping on your own body. It's kind of foreign, but it's just like a foreign boost. It's something, and then depending on the shaman, they separate the ayahuasca from the chakruna. So you once you advance, you don't really need the foreign DMT. You can only take the vine, and then it'll help you connect to your own pineal gland and.
They've found DMT in a lot of different
plants. Yeah, it's everywhere. You can
a lot of
あ、アイワスカがあれば、あとは地元の、植物でどうにか補足できたりできる。So and like every plant has DMT, like in traces. You know, some are more concentrated, but
they say that when Moses is talking to the burning bush, that may have actually been some sort of a DMT experience because the bushes in that region of I guess it's Iraq now, but it's called the acacia bush, mm-hmm. and it has abnormally high concentrations of DMT. So
could very well be
interesting.
Moses dripping balls.
Yeah,
he did go to space in the apocryphal text.
Yeah. So 面白いよね.
What other things have you experimented with or other
come than across as a total junkie or whatever? No. What's interesting maybe is like I said, I've experienced ayahuasca, which is actually a really really traditional sacred medicine out of its context in Berlin with a more modern shaman. But I was lucky that there was a Mexican peyote shaman in Berlin once, and I've done it outside of Berlin. でなんかキャンプファイヤーっていうかその火のスピリットが神様っていうか I think the fire is the energy and or I don't know I think that the fire in the end is the medicine.
Okay.
で鹿のスピリットがお手伝いしてくれるのか、なんか割とあの南アメリカは割とあの直接植物とつながって植物を通して治すけど、割とあのネイティブアメリカンとかになってくると、あの動物の力を借りるんだよね、スピリットアニマルとか。My spirit animal.
Your backpack.
Yeah, I told you.
あのみんなのバックパックあのリュックにチンパンジーの写真がついてるんだよね。
So, one of my spirit animals.
そうなんだ。
そう。で、そう、and the singing is a really really important part in ceremonies. で、まあ、アイワスカ一緒にやってたシャーマンは歌ってくれないから、割と it's like an urban Berlin situation、kind of individualist. It's like yeah, just connect to the medicine. I mean, of course they help you. I mean, they hold the space.
Yeah.
They will of course help you and ground you when you're in trouble, but it's really up to you. But そのペオテのシャーマンは本当にその伝統的な、フィチョールっていうなんかすごいビーズ細工があの派手でやばいところの、あの人たちなんだけれども、その人の歌がやばかった。そのなんていうのかな、なんか面白いよね。なんか音楽ってまあ身の回りに普段からあるわけだけれども、そういう状態で音楽ってものを聞くと、その音楽の力っていうものをなんか実感できる。その何を言ってるとか歌がうまいとか下手とかそういうんじゃなくて、その、まあ、声もエネルギーなわけで、本当になんか彼の声を通していろいろ切り開いてってくれて、 and it's like all his like little inflections and intonations and the timing where he takes in his breath, and it's like it was magical. So, それがペオテ。で、ペオテの方がもっと、it's like more masculine energy. で、もっと優しかった。その、あの、シャーマンのアシスタントをしてたお姉ちゃんも、あの、メキシコ人で。で、最初の、彼女の、あの、her traditional, background is comes more from her peyote tradition, but she tried ayahuasca a couple of times in the beginning. She said, like, ayahuasca の方が全然なんかグロテスクっていうか。
What do you think of the idea that like rock concerts are a sort of that same kind of ritual? You know how you have
sure
instruments and music and fire and people
that's
dancing.
That's so interesting that you say, because now I can promote my husband. he's a musician. He's a conductor from a classical background, actually.
Wow.
So he's done all the penguin suits, you know, conducting things. But he got bored of that, and then he traveled in Africa. And there are different trance ceremonies. すごい音楽が大事なわけで、
うん、
で音楽とまあ動き、まあ、スーフィーだったらくるくる回ったりとかそういういろんな体と音楽を通して、まあ、トランス状態に入って、まあまあ、アイワスカの場合は実際にお薬っていうか you drink medicine but でもそれがいらなくても、まあ、そういう状態、
うん、
you can reach these
like
altered states of consciousness、でIt's not like we don't have these traditions in the West or like raves, you know, or rock concerts. There's music and there's you know, you're breathing, you're moving, you're, you know, and
there's drugs.
There's drugs, yeah. But with or without drugs, you can reach these states of unity also, especially like I used to like club a lot in Berlin. There's this one club called Berghain, which is kind of.Famous. It's a very queer or gay heavy club,
okay.
And the gay guys mostly have a much more flowing sexual energy as opposed to heterosexual couples. I mean, they're really really overt about their sexuality and their needs, and so the energy there flows also much.More intense, I feel, and I profited from that. Not that I was like sexually involved there or anything, but it's just being there. It's much. The vibration is already quite strong anyway, and so through the music, which is very very repetitive, and the sense of unity, you kind of I used to get into trance. Like I said, I'm totally straight edge except for those sacred plants. So I was.Totally sober. でも完全にトランス状態になって。And then, so when my husband does, basically, he wants to offer the urban, oh, not Western, but also like hopefully someday in Japan, what he has is a six drum set orchestra, which is called Demon Shaker. And so it's an improvised. He conducts it, but it's completely improvised.And these six different drummers from different drum set players from different backgrounds. I mean, one's jazz, one's a rock, one's more experimental, you know. And these people come together and they improvise together. And it's like a ceremony. It's like, and then people go into trance, basically, hopefully, and experience a healing through this.Kind of club music situation or like a rock concert situation but so my husband is like a little not a little a shaman basically he controls the energy through the sound the rhythm and gets people into to dance and to share the joy and to experience that unity so yeah itI don't know if that answers your question in the end, but that we in the West do have practices of like healing ceremonies, but they're just conducted really, really unconsciously. And I mean, if you go clubbing and suddenly the police comes at 5 a.m. while you're tripping balls, it's I mean, when you're opening up, you have to calm down slowly again. You know, you have to it's like.But so it's there, but it's なんかもったいないよね。ちゃんと
そうだね。とかあんまり考えないもんね。それについて。
なんか
でコンサートとかって結構なんでもそうだよね。I mean like I know that it sounds bad, but so I was in Vegas last week, and I went to this Britney Spears show. She now has a show in Vegas.
Awesome.
And It's like a 1時間半ぐらいのショーで、まあ、ヒット曲だけを、ね、ブリトニーがずっと歌ってるわけよそうするとやっぱりこう世界中からお客さんが見に来てるわけじゃんベガスにでみんな年齢も違うし 多分みんな別にブリトニーのファンってわけじゃないと思うんだよね。ただベガスに来たから見に来ただけで、でもまあみんな歌は知ってるから、うんうんうん、and everyone's singing, everyone knows some words, you know, because、うんうん、まあ at one point どっかで聞いたことある。で、なんか people can laugh, you know, oh it's Britney, like oh, or people can say like oh pop music is not music,、うん、but still like as a fact, そのenergy やっぱりすごいんだよね。みんなが、you know。We don't know each other. We don't. We're from like different countries, different ages, everything. But we're all singing the same song, you know. And it was crazy.
It's
and it was
pretty powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, like this positive energy. Everyone's like happy, you know. And I felt like it was important that it's not that everyone was her fans, you know. Like they're just there, but.なんかこの sense of unity, you know?、So like, I feel like any music or any genre or whatever has this effect.
I find it interesting that that's something that we're inherently drawn to.、Mm-hmm. And there's not a huge difference between these、Aboriginal people in the Amazon and salarymen who get off work and,、mm-hmm. and go to a club.
In
Roppongi.
It's
like, why are
we
human
nature?、Yeah. Human nature. そう、あんまりね、みんな考えないから、なんか、あれだけど、よく考えてみると、It's pretty special.
私よく、それもその20、21ぐらいの時だけど、すごい、そのクラブに行って、シラフで踊りまくって、すごい、考えるのにってか、あとなんかファッションの勉強してたから、なんか意外と発想を集めるのとかに、なんか、なんか頭の中で洋服が動き出すんだよねそういう状態で。 So it's like, I mean, the Beatles wrote their songs when they were high, you know?
Right.
And
everyone wrote their songs.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
特にあの時代的にもね。
そうだね。
It's funny, that's not something that's acknowledged here very often. That artists wrote their stuff.
It's so dumb. やっぱり it's so dumb that like people don't acknowledge this because やっぱりもう当たり前のこととして、その何かのインフルエンスを受けて素晴らしい曲ができたことがあるっていうのはもう事実、歴史的にも事実なのに、日本だとあんまり知られてないから、最近有名な歌手の人が覚醒剤で捕まった時に、コメンテーターの人とかがなんかやっぱりこの薬をやって作った音楽っていうのは本当にいいとはじゃあ言えないですねみたいな。でもそんなこと言ったらさ、じゃあ今までのヒット曲、ビートルズもそうだし、そう、
you know, it's just...
何だったのってことになっちゃうから、全然こう理解してないんだよね。そもそも知らない。だからで、そういう人たちがやっぱりテレビに出てコメントしてお金をもらってるわけだから。
You know, we talk about the war on drugs all the time, but I think we also need to recognize that the war on drugs is also a war on consciousness as well.
Yeah, I
mean, and a war on different perspectives.
And corporations don't benefit from us.Raising our vibration or our consciousness. I mean, then we won't be their sheep, and we won't buy what they want us to buy. We won't be afraid of what we're supposed to be afraid of.
Yeah.
We're less controllable, you know. Obviously, and those psychedelics definitely get in the way. I mean, they're not addictive. They won't give you a heart attack. I mean, or.
So the ones that are so strongly regulated, like DMT. Uh-huh.Like psilocybin and even cannabis is a Schedule I drug.
So crazy.
And this was all decided in like 1971 through the UN Drug Convention, which is the only reason why all these countries are in cahoots with this thing.
It's straight up violation of human rights, you know, to ban these things.
Well, individual rights, I think. You know, you should have there's a personal sovereignty. If your own consciousness isn't sovereign, then then are you, do you really have freedom, you know?
うん。特にそのやっぱり日本のメディアでそういう話をしちゃいけないみたいな。That's censorship, you know? Like psilocybin とかもそうじゃん。どんなにこう、じゃあ脳のダメージが治癒されますとか、そういう医学的なあの効能があるっていうのも分かってて、さらにあの依存性もないってなってても、ニュースで話せない、話さない。
the irony is that so many of the problems that some of these natural drugs can address are problems caused by the society that is prohibiting them in the first place.
Yeah. And the pharmaceutical companies. Yeah. 難しいね。
Yeah. Prescription drugs are...
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Way worse.
I am so glad. I mean, when I was like 18, I was anorexic. I was also super heavily depressed, and they almost put me on. They were like, okay, let's try like antidepressants, and in combination with therapy, I was like, no thanks. I'm glad I could say no to that.
Yeah, that's...
Because once you... I don't know. Yeah, because once you get on that track of it's not easy to come out.
No. A lot of those...
やめるのも大変だし、あの、しかも、サイドエフェクトと、あの、症状が被ってる時があるんだよね。だから不眠でもらった薬の副作用が不眠みたいなとか本当にあるの、信じられないけど、どういうこと
you know,
みたいな。
One of the side effects of antidepressants is that it increases your inclination to commit suicide.
そうなの、本当に。
It sounds like the punchline to a joke.
Yeah, it's so like, totally. It doesn't sound... みたいだけど本当にそうなんだよね。だから
and all theseprescription drugs are so incredibly addictive and form such strong dependencies.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's useless. It did help me. It did help me elevate my... まあなんか、あまりにも下がってる時、やっぱり無理やり上げてるわけだから薬で、もちろんそれで助かったっていう面もあるとは思うんだけど、それと同じぐらいやっぱり、やめるときも大変だし、ずっと飲んでることによって起きてくるいろいろなあのさらなる弊害みたいな。
But look at the natural alternatives. The studies that they've done with psilocybin, they were able to cure depression in most of the people.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the success rate with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors is...like less than 10%. It's some tiny, I mean, it's in the single digits.
The companies don't profit from curing people.
Well, you can't patent mushrooms, and you can't patent vines.
お金にならないからね。
そ
んなキノコ食べて治されちゃったら困る。困る人たちが大量にいるからね。
I mean, especially like with Iboga, which is the African...grandfather of ayahuasca from Gabon originally. It's also like a tree bark.
Is that different from ibogaine?
It is. The ibogaine is the substance within the iboga. Mm. And it basically cures all addictions overnight without any withdrawal symptoms. Yeah.and so it's illegal in the States, so but those people who actually need it, they can't go on a... I looked into it, like how much it would cost, like Costa Rica, like a 1 week retreat for like $10,000 or something. I mean, close to like $9,000 or something. But I mean,
but they'll sell cigarettes.
No, none of that. But no, they're legit and they're cool, and then they're doing their thing, and I bet it is an awesome atmosphere in which you can, you know, say goodbye to your old life. But those people who really need it, I mean, the junkies, you know, who really, really need it, who are, you know, tearing their families apart, they can't afford to do that. I mean, they have to do it within the States, but...It's not possible.
You know, what's interesting about a lot of these drugs that are commonly abused, like methamphetamines or cocaine or heroin is that they were all produced by large pharmaceutical companies or government.
And I mean, like,
they were medicine. They were prescribed as medicine. And heroin, in a sense, so still is. It's in a different form, but you know, a lot of these prescription drugs are derived from the same plant.
Yeah. Like this pill that I was on, なんか薬でもらってるから何が入ってるかもわかんないし、もちろん自然なものではないわけじゃん。なんかいろんなケミカルが入ってる。
名前は教えてもらえるわけでしょ。なんか
そう、名前は教えてくれるけど、でも何根っこですとかそういうことではないじゃん。
まあ、もちろんね。でそれを、
yeah, and then I、まあ言われるがまま、I take it and it made me like into this really strange state where I was hyper, but like.なんかもうすごいアジテイテッドな感じになっちゃって、もう全然じっとしてられないし、同じところをこう見るっていうのもできなくて、もうキョロキョロキョロキョロして、で、あのじっとしてられないからずっと貧乏ゆすりしてるみたいな、もう本当におかしい人みたいになっちゃう。 But that's legal, you know, that's I got it from a doctor.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, most of those, I mean, まあ大体そういうお薬を飲んでると、あのこの社会ですごく you can functionLike, you become a good citizen. でも、
That's what coffee is all about.
まあでも、そうやって、まあ、この社会でちゃんと機能する人間ではあるけれども、でも、あの、感情の感じ方がおかしかったり、浅かったり、
and
all these things, they pile up, and you have to deal with them in the end anyway. I mean, if you want to stop someday.
Yeah.自分がどういう人だったか忘れちゃうんだよね。
まあ、そうだね。
ずっと飲んでると。
And I mean, ayahuasca and all these, those sacred plants that will help you to restore your energetic body and all these layers of yourself that which you've, I mean, even if we don't take any medicine, just living in the society makes us suppressed. So many things makes us like pretend to be okay, and we don't.Deal with all these things, so it just they just help you become whole again. So, who doesn't want to become whole?
So, なんかプライオリティがね、やっぱりあのソサエティに合わせたプライオリティになっちゃうから、あの病気になってもこう自分の健康とかハピネスが一番っていうよりかは、いつ仕事に戻れるかみたいな、どうやったらもう最短で仕事に戻れるかがもう一番大事。と思い込んじゃってるんだよね、その時はね。だからそれに気づけたから私はラッキーだったけど。
そうだよね。気づけた。
イエーイ。
飲むか。それに乾杯する。
そう、今ほうじ茶飲んでるけどね、みんな。
あ、みんな、ね。
私もこれ水筒持ってきたけど、これもほうじ茶なんだよ。たまたま。
健康的。All the M's are drinking ほうじ茶。
そう、今日みんな名前がね、
M。
Three M's。
なんかあの宣伝してるみたいな。
なんか本がね、もう出てれば全然宣伝してもらえたんだけど。うん、
また遊びに来るよ。
うん、来て宣伝しに来て。
お邪魔します。
Well, thank you for coming.
いや、ありがとう。すごいすごい興味深い話大量に聞けたね、今日は。
This is a lot of the stuff we talk about all the time, but neither of us have practical experience with things like this.
そうなの。だから初めてね、ちゃんと経験者から話を聞けてよかった。
まあでも私もシャーマンでもなんでもないし、なんか it's just a really subjective point of view, like, but I mean that's all you can do. You can all you can do is share.
I think that's what people should hear.
Yeah. そうそうそうそう。So thank you so much.
ありがとうございます。
楽しかった。
ありがとうございます。
というわけで今日は終わりかな。
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
お疲れ。